make it short because I have to.
Log Talk Radio.
Well, I mean, I'm leaving it on just in case. So, it is what it is.
Yeah, it's already 7:30.
Yeah, I already told him that.
Why you turn on?
I'm too hungry to even. I'm just turning on, and if we don't do it, we don't do it. But it's better to have it up than on. Too hungry to go back and forth.
Yeah, she bad, bro. She bad.
No, this looks pretty good. I'm gonna get this shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna put in another order of shirts. What do you guys want?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna put in orders of like shirts for myself.
Oh, you mean like different things? I mean, two more larges would be great. Huh? Two more larges of the regular one would be great.
Regular.
Yeah, because I wear that often, you know. Okay. So.
Well, you.
Just hoodies for me.
Just hoodies?
Yeah. Premium hoodies.
Premium ones? Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't sell those shitty ones anymore.
Yeah, I'll take two more hoodies.
Three more?
Actually, no, three more.
Three more?
Yeah.
Trey?
2X.
You get the hoodie in it, so
that's it?
Yep.
Yeah, did I insult you, bro?
Hey man, it's
abused
money, so it's whatever.
Alright, I'll get you. You said just the XL?
Yep.
Alright. So three hoodies for Walt, one for Trey.
And two regular shirts for me, two large.
What's that?
Two shirts for me, large.
Two shirts for what?
Large.
What
are you talking about, man?
Congratulations to Chris, you guys. You got the apartment.
Nice.
Thank you. Access.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm moving 26.
You're moving to 26.
That's
so
fire.
We'll have a place possibly to have after parties.
Well, it's gonna happen.
Damn well, we can't throw parties here with these bitches.
It's not possible. It's gonna happen.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
if we throw parties here,
yeah, they're gonna fuck it up.
They're gonna fuck our shit up, yeah.
So pre-game and post-game at the Axis.
Where's the Axis?
It's by Coyo Taco.
Coyo Taco, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a wizard,
and we'll
get home. You guys
have
the
five topics? Yeah. I mean, it's in chat. I see in Telegram. Damn, man. My fucking cough on my phone, man. No, our chat is good when you have Rolo in the chat talking. Like, just random stuff. It's like, who do you know has Rolo and chat talking random stuff?
Yeah.
And then when you were at Tim Pool, he did a watch party.
Yeah, I saw that. They were low-key kind of throwing shade, but whatever.
Who? At who?
Him and MLD.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and like...
Throw shade at who? Us or
Tim?
Tim and us a little bit, but a lot of Tim.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, Rolo, you can't get mad at Tim, bro. Like, nigga, you're not entertaining. Like,
and also...
And you haven't evolved.
You want to get on the show? You're talking shit to Tim after we kind of picked you up.
Yeah, you can't do that shit, Rolo, man.
Again, bro, like that's what it is with like these niggas are dumb, bro. That's why Rich is never gonna grow. That's why, you know what I'm saying? Like that's why we surpassed him in 8 months, bro. We surpassed that nigga. That nigga's been on YouTube, bro, since 2016, bro.
All right, chat's cool.
That nigga was in that fucking guy, bro. When was the last Olympics? 2016. What country was that shit in?
I think it was Jamaica. No, it was Jamaica.
Nigga was on YouTube making videos about. I read the Rational Mail in 2016. Yo.
Oh, okay, I think we're good to go.
All right, let me just. Should I turn the light down? Let me turn the light down. I'm too bright.
Right? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I am bright, right?
Yeah.
I got it.
No, you got it.
I'm just going to do the light.
Oh, I was on the camera.
You want to do it on the camera?
If we do a light, then it might affect the wall.
He's fine right now, so if I do it, it might, you know.
All right, that's fine.
That's why I'll do the camera.
As long as it's not like too, you know, don't. As long as it doesn't fuck it up for us. All right, hit two now.
Are you fine now?
Cool.
And throughout the show, I'll adjust it because it's going to get dark fast.
Can you hit camera one? And then camera four? All right, well, sorry, five and shit? Five and three? Which one is the one behind me?
That's three.
Three? Okay.
So three, you don't have the back shirt, so.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
But three...
Steve is having a yacht party tomorrow.
Steve.
Who's Steve?
The DJ.
Oh.
Oh.
Only thing is...
Hey, five? You can go, bro. I don't want to crowd it.
No, but thing is, it's at 7:30. But we got short 10.
In the... Oh, PM.
Yeah.
I got ready.
We could push it back to 11, bro. It's not that big a deal.
What?
Go, man. Go network,
no,
bro.
No, the show's at 6:30 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Show's
early.
Yeah. I changed it already. So if you want to do a show for 1 hour and then head over there, that's fine. That's why I changed it. So it's up to you. If you want to push it back to 5:30, I can.
Nah, it's not as serious.
Nah, but still, man.
You should go, bro.
For lifestyle. Are you ready?
You should go. I ain't going to go, but you can go.
We're late.
That's yeah, fine. We are late.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Do the Facebook in the middle of the show.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
What's up, guys? We are live. Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast. Myron Gaines.
Fresh Fit CEO.
Today, we're going to talk about the top 5 reasons.
Instagram.
You need Instagram in 2021 and beyond. Let's get into it.
Ooh. It is Friday, man.
You. What is up, guys? How we doing? So, guys, it's Friday. Welcome to the Fresh of It Podcast.
Freaky Friday.
A daytime show. just like I told you guys, we are not going to do anything with the daytime intro. The, you know, push it to the limit that you
push
guys
it to
love.
The limit.
The Festa remix, you know, link is below because I know I get it asked. At least before I put the link up, I used to get asked every single day, what is that remix? What is that remix to push the limit? So it's down there, guys. Feel free to check it out. Make sure to like the video, and I got our top comment there, like, hey, we're going to make this song famous, whatever. But with that said, the nighttime show, guys, we're working on the edit on that. We have another second draft that Chris has been working together with our boy Roberto, and then we're also going to re-edit the daytime Pushes to the Limit version as well, guys. So don't worry, we're going to add a new B-roll in there, we'll have new guests. So we're going to always improve every single time,
everything on the show.
Yeah. Oh, and then I already know people are going to ask. Guys, I am using a Neumann TLM-103. You know, this came inspired from Howard Stern because I ain't gonna lie, guys. He's an inspiration. I watched him as a kid growing up in the 90s and early 2000s. I always admired how he used to like ask girls reckless ass questions on air, bro.
Let's zoom in on the mic.
You know
there
what
we
I'm
go.
Saying? Yeah, this it's a
brand new.
Yeah, it's brand new, man. You know, let me know how it goes, guys. Please don't troll. Give us like, we're only gonna listen to the mods because we respect their opinions. A lot of you guys be trolling in here. Yo, the sound's off. You guys be pissing Trey off.
I can't hear you niggas.
Bro,
no, no audio.
Off. Trey,
yo,
like, fuck you,
nigga. You guys be having Trey in the back.
Trey's
type,
like, nigga.
He
said
mad.
One more about the audio, nigga.
Yo.
I'm going to rebuke you.
Yeah, Trey be tight, bro.
Trey
be
mad
like,
when he don't look at his nigga flip.
Yeah, man. He be mad as hell in the back, bro, sweating like, oh, just punch the air.
Hey, yo, I'm next to him, so guys, chill out, man.
Yeah, man. So, anyway.
Yeah.
With that said, guys, quick announcement. Patreon.com/FreshFit.
As always.
Where you guys can find all the behind-the-scenes content. You guys get to see the kickout stuff. You guys get to see. Didn't we have a Frank Castle like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, we had
Tattoo Girl. We got to post that.
We kicked
dude.
Out.
Yeah, we Tattoo Girl and then the Fat Friend.
And then the guy. That's a little bit older.
Yeah, but that's in there. Yeah, when I kicked out that other guy. But I'm saying like we recently had the two girls. We got to post that on the Patreon.
Did we record it?
Yeah, we got it. Trey got it.
Trey, you sent it to me?
It's on the Telegram chat, man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So don't worry, guys. We got the footage back there. Also, we got kickout stuff.
Zoom calls.
We
answer questions every single day.
We answer questions every
Dating,
single day. 97th tier.
Fitness, finance.
We give you guys
estate.
A video response to your question, as a matter of fact. And we keep you anonymous, obviously. And then also the 200th tier, we do a weekly Zoom call where we answer questions on real estate, crypto, dealing with girls,
everything,
all that shit.
Credit.
I was out actually earlier today, guys, looking at some real estate property in Miami.
Nonstop.
Yeah, man. There's this one deal that's pretty cool that's going to come on the market. I'm going to try to get it beforehand. I ain't going to tell you guys because then you guys are going to come in here and sniper for me. But yeah, I closed the deal I told you guys last week, and then I got another deal that I'm under contract for right now. Put the rest of the deposit down. That hurt a little bit, but you know it is what it is, guys. You got to buy assets, not liabilities. And then Monday, don't we have a special announcement?
Yeah, Monday we have on this show SRT Bree, a popular YouTuber, car YouTuber as well. She's definitely top level businesswoman. And a big YouTuber, so shout out to her. She's coming on Monday, Money Monday.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, we're going to have her on, guys. And then don't worry, I will do the episode on real estate, and we'll talk about, you know, the property I've got in Connecticut. And then I won't be closed with the new one that I'm on right now. But when I do that one, I'm going to walk you guys through that one because I did make some mistakes with this property I just got in Connecticut. And I'll share with you guys, like, what I did that was wrong. You know what I mean? It was made a very stupid mistake in there. But we were able to rectify it a bit, but I still took an L. But, you know, you live and you learn, right? What else? Guys.
Wait.
Merch, right?
First of all, we got the course out right now, man.
Yeah, man, what the hell?
This is the best Instagram course ever made. And people say all the time, oh, I don't need Instagram. Bro, there's a whole world out there that you're not aware of. The guys are literally eating up all the competition, and you're not getting any piece of the cake. Literally, like, guys, if you understood the power of Instagram, you know what? You're right. But you don't know, so it's okay. You don't know yet. You will, at the end of the show, you will. Hopefully.
And we're going to go over five reasons why you guys need Instagram. And like all jokes aside, when we break it down for you guys, it's going to make sense. Now, let me rephrase it. You guys don't need Instagram. You know what?
But if you use it properly,
yeah.
Oh Lord,
it's going to make things a lot better for you. And then if you don't have it, it's going to impede you significantly. But anyway, real quick, guys.
But it's just saying, when in Rome, do what the Romans do.
Exactly. But a lot of people don't want to do what the Romans do.
But
Rome was conquered, though, right? So, okay, cool.
Fix the voice. New mic sounds good, Myron.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Okay, so let's, Chris, let's, real quick, so gear, fresherpodcaststore.com, guys. Ninja Watcher t-shirts, hoodies, I Feel Like t-shirts, everything, fresherpodcaststore.com. For example, shirts are there.
Remember,
as well.
If you post it and you tag us, we will put it on our page.
Yes.
For you.
We repost everyone that wears merch and puts it up. Also, guys, we're on Spotify. Google Podcasts,
everywhere.
Apple. We're on every single platform that you listen to podcasts on, even the weird ones that no one knows about. We're on there as well. We're out here like Bonus Through Gray Sweatpants. Also, guys, our YouTube channel, Fresh and Fit Clips. Guys, please subscribe to the fucking channel.
It's free, man. Look, you don't want to watch an hour-long stream? We get it. Here's a clip, motherfucker. 5 minutes. Turn it on, watch it. You're done. And it's the best parts of the streams.
Guys, literally 85%. Of the people that watch the videos on Fresh Fit Clips are not subscribed to the channel, bro. Like, guys, just hit the subscribe button. Help it grow. It's even shorter. It's 7 to 15 minute clips, man. I put five to 15 minute clips, guys. So just.
And actually, if everyone actually subbed to the channel, we would be over 100K right now.
Bro.
Literally.
We would be well over 100,000.
Yeah.
And I would be laughing at these haters that make videos about us and we don't even care about them. It's hilarious.
We need three golden plaques, guys.
We need three golden plaques, guys.
And also
for the Fresh Prince CEO channel as well.
Yeah.
That's the vlog
50K
channel.
50K Trey, man. 50K Trey.
50K Trey. And then what else? Twitch.tv. Guys, we're on Twitch right now. We're actually live streaming on Twitch right now. Trey's behind the scenes over there.
Yep.
So if you guys want to troll Trey, tell him that the mics sound awful on Twitch, and he will definitely respond. No, don't do it. He'll probably block you, bro.
He will block you.
Gonna be mad, bro.
He's going to block you.
And then also, Trey, Chris, you want to tell him about your Twitch?
Yeah, guys, follow
me.
You will get banned.
You
guys, follow me on Twitch. My first video will be a Q&A, so check it out. I will get it up probably next week because I am moving, process of moving. So just bear with me and sub, and then I'll let you guys know.
Cool. Yeah, Trey, Chris is moving. We're going to have a new after-hour spot, party spot, guys. So when we have the girls and they're not, like, annoying as hell, then we can, like, party with them. I don't know.
Come to the spot.
I ain't going to lie. Most of the time I'm annoyed, bro. After the show's done, I'm like, man. I just want to eat sushi.
You don't want
to
see them.
Like, yesterday I wasn't happy.
I'm like, come my way. Or the highway.
Trey, Chris,
yeah.
I'm what
for any ideas, for videos, please DM Trey. Trey Talk Sports. He is private. We understand he is private, guys. But you know what?
Yo, Trey can hedge you guys, man.
Just DM him. Don't DM us.
Yeah.
We won't respond.
Yeah. DM him, guys. And then also make sure to DM him and say the mic sound off.
Yo, he's going to kill you, bro.
Yo, you know what? New merch?
Yeah, what's up?
We should have new merch.
Oh yeah, what should merch say?
The mic sounds off.
Yeah, the audio sucks.
Y'all want to get Trey tight? Just say the mics are peaking.
Oh Lord.
No, but don't do it right now, guys.
Bro, that gets Trey tight because he has the compressor purposely at a certain level, and he knows it's not peaking. So when you guys say it's peaking, he's
he
starts losing his shit.
Y'all capping, man. Yo, Chris, come down a little bit.
Yeah.
We got some super chats.
No. Someone said, go up a little bit.
I mean, they call him Energy Fresh. That's why.
No. Fresh is a beta. No, put it. All right, go ahead.
Fresh is a beta,
fresh
with,
a beta
money?
With money. Nigga, you got to spend some summer, right, bro?
Oh, here we go.
My life is so good, bro. I don't give a fuck what you say about my life, dog. You know why? Because it's good as fuck. So I could be a beta. I could be a simp. Call me whatever you want, bro. I get laid. I know you don't. So fuck you. So it's all good. There you go.
All right. Okay.
I just had to say, bro.
Address like a random comment in there.
I'm doing vlogs, right? Niggas are like, oh, you're a simp. Bro, I can't do shit on the vlogs because obviously I'll get banned. So it's like, I have to say certain things so I'm not like a misogynist on my vlogs, nigga. I got to be casual. I got to be PC, okay? So there you go.
Fresh out of threesome with those two Canadians.
Okay, there we go.
I'll say it.
I'll say it, bro. Don't say it on air, nigga. They're going to be watching.
Yo,
hey, I love y'all, by the way. I love y'all.
Fresh, yo, guys, Fresh really be doing it out here, man.
Yeah, man, you guys
he's
smashing
more girls than I do, guys.
Sniper, man.
I admit it, bro. He be on the girls come on the show. I'll see him, and I'll be like, all right, I already know he's going to talk to her. That Colombian chick yesterday, I already knew he was going to talk to her, bro.
Oh, man.
I knew right off rip. I was like, yeah, whatever. It is.
Man,
it is what it is.
I'm a virgin, bro. I'm a
bro. I mean, you guys can say whatever you want about Fresh. I mean, I clown him because he has titties, but he's still smashing these chicks, bro. You guys.
Well, I'm in the gym now, though.
Yeah, he's improving too, bro.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know what I'm saying? So, I cannot talk smack when it comes to him smashing chicks, man. He really be out here doing it, bro. You guys just don't know, man. He can't be smashing. Yo, even pretty much damn near need to be smashing the girls like on camera for these dudes to please. And then they're gonna say, "Well, you pay her.
We're
not
the
tranny,
bro. We don't pay no girls, bro. Yo, that's the funny part. If we pay girls, bro, literally we have like what every single day, even more girls. But we don't pay girls, so some flake, some show up. It's what it is, man. But look, you can't win with these niggas.
Yeah, you can't win, bro.
You can't win.
And real talk, people have talked smack about us before. I'm not going to say whatever, but when we catch them in person, it changes a lot.
Hey, man.
That's
catch
all up. I'm going to say.
I'm Send telling
them
the you, catch
That's all I'm going to say, bro.
The spot.
You know?
Hey, you know me already, man.
Yeah, like, guys.
See,
I'm not going to say no names, but people have come up and, try to talk smack, we catch them in person, it's a whole different thing, man.
Well, I don't really mean it, guys.
Yeah, like, literally, man, like, guys, we don't, like...
And you know the funny part, man? People talk smack, right? But I'm like, yo, who is out here really dating like how we are? Who is out here every day with girls? I don't know nobody on the platform, even on YouTube like that, bro. Like,
nah,
nobody.
And to be honest, I had a certain family member text me and was like, oh, you sold out, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you hung around with... Blah. And it's like, that's one of my siblings. I'm calling his ass out, right? So I'm like, I'm hustling. I'm doing what I got to do. What you see on camera is not the same shit behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So stop being a fucking loser and do what you got to do. Simple as that.
Oh,
so,
shit.
You know what? That's it. Because he's family. Because I was going in on that nigga, man.
And then the only other extent is to make an OnlyFans account. And I'm not doing that shit, bro. Hell no.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, you can't win, bro. Like, I've gotten to a point where I don't even, like, read, like, haters' comments, whatever it is.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You know, if you talk smack and you're in Miami, I will probably run into you, and then it is what
like
it is from there.
Like somebody,
I ain't gonna say, you know what I'm saying?
YouTuber,
like, bro, you know, like, if you're smaller than us, mm-hmm. we're not going to give you no oxygen, but if I see you in person, it's going to be a lot different, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What you say, nigga?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to give people that Bobby Shmurda
computer.
Computer. I'm going to sit on the computer, then they catch you. Oh, God, shit. Oh, man.
Is that pressure fit?
You know? And we got the video evidence for some people in our higher tier patrons. You guys know what time it is, man.
Yep.
You know, so... It is what it is, bro. We're not going to sit here and, like, talk smack about people on the internet.
Yeah.
It's like, if we got a problem with you, I'm going to address you in person.
Our platform
anyway, that's a whole other thing.
Our platform is not growing on hate.
Yeah.
It's going on respect.
Yeah, we're not, yeah.
And move forward.
And even, here's the other thing, too. I will never, no matter how much I dislike someone, I'm never going to try to take money out of another man's pocket,
never.
Bro. Like, I'm not going to sit there and bash him and I'm going to expose you and all this. Like, bro, how do I look? Like,
if you got time to do all that shit, I know you're broke. I know you're broke. Because... Niggas that are winning, making money, they don't have time to talk about other people,
bro. Facts,
bro. It's like, it's
Facts.
Retarded to me.
Facts,
like, yo.
Man. Like, and real talk, guys, like, as a point of lesson, obviously, as you guys know, we've exploded over the past 8-9 months or so, and it's been a blessing. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, with that, some negative things come, right? Like we always talk about, right? If, you know, we talk about the girls that we bring them on the show, OnlyFans chicks, like, hey, you make fast money, right? You rise up quick. It's going to come with consequences. Unfortunately, when you rise up, guys, there's always going to be people that are going to try to insult you, try to attack your character, try to attack whatever. You know, and a lot of the time it's because of the protection of the internet, because there's no physical consequences that can come their way.
Yep.
You know, they might live in a foreign country, or they might be, you know, tough on the computer, whatever it is. You know, it is what it is, but we're not going to give them no oxygen, bro. Like, guys, do not waste your time, like, going after and responding to haters when you're already, like, you got your platform built and you're working, man. Like,
yeah.
Our thing is this, bro. We're here to help, man, for free. You know what I'm saying? If you want to buy our services, cool.
You can.
But if you don't,
it's fine.
Bro, we have, like, what, 500 plus, almost 500 videos of free content, hours and hours of content. Bro, I get messages, both of us get messages every single day. You changed my life. Thank you so much. Messages from people all over the world.
Dude,
bro.
I was in the mall just now. Guys, like, bro, you changed my whole life, bro. You and Myron, your podcast, literally, like, my dating life is now fixed.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, cool. You talk shit, man, but if you don't want to pay us, our sponsors will.
Yeah, yeah, and that's fine. And like I said, you guys don't have to pay us, bro. We have no, bro, real talk, if you watch our stuff and you like our video and you're subscribed, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
You don't got to spend a dollar with us, bro.
If you laugh with us, you have fun on the stream, perfect. Awesome. I'm glad we add some value to your life, you know, some entertainment.
Yeah,
but
man.
That's fine. That's it. It's cool.
Bro, real talk, like, there's too many men suffering right now. Like, people, you know, deleting themselves, hurting themselves, et cetera, over women. And every time I get a DM from someone saying, yo, you saved my life, or yo, I had a day picked that I was going to do something to myself, or yo, you kept me from doing something very stupid, or you kept me from marrying a woman, whatever. Bro, that overrides any type of BS someone talks on the internet, man.
Right.
Because if I could save one dude, right, one dude from making a dumb mistake or putting a gun in his mouth or whatever, that overrides any type of negative energy that comes from other people, because at the end of the day, if we're helping people, that's all that matters. If you guys want to attack us for trying to make money off of it, hey, man, I mean, it costs money to have a studio. It costs money to have a team. It costs money to have microphones like this to give you guys the content quality that we do at the production quality that we do.
Yeah, guys, it's not easy, man.
You know, it's not easy,
and
bro.
And then, look, we share all our L's, man. Like, look, real talk. Niggas like, yo, bro, you married a single mom? I know not to do it. All right, cool, perfect. I'm glad, bro.
Yeah.
But look, we take L's, bro. We share W's and L's. It's what it is,
yo,
man.
Shout out, hilarious, right? So shout out to Adam22, bro. Adam22 is good people.
He's a real dude, man.
Yeah. So the video is doing excellent. Like, it's getting a lot of views, you know, like 700,000 plus views on No Jumper. Go check out that interview. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was dope.
And, you know, it's doing really well. And the comments, like, a lot of people are like, these guys probably are virgins, or these guys are nerds or whatever and all that extra shit. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, we are, because we used to be nerds.
Yep.
And we changed. You don't want to learn from someone that's a natural. You want to learn from someone that was in the trenches, figuring this out, struggling like everybody else. And to this day, we're still in the trenches with y'all. You guys think just because we got a podcast and we're cool on the internet that we're getting more girls?
It is definitely a lot harder now, because guess what? They see a misogynistic podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to test the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Bruh,
okay.
Yo, I'm guys, I swear to God, bro. Wallahi. Like, I'm telling you guys,
Wallahi.
It's epic, bro. I have lost so many girls, hundreds at this point. I'm telling you guys this. Because, guys, make no mistake about it. Before this podcast, like, blew up, whatever, me and Fresh had regular jobs. We were doing what we wanted to
double
do.
Double dates, back
we
to
going
back.
We were on double dates. You know, we're kind of doing this thing as a side thing. Whatever. We had that anonymity, right? We don't have that anymore.
Yeah.
Girls now, oh, I know you. About you guys.
TikTok.
My friend went on your podcast. Oh, you're the guy that's just punished the bad behavior.
Yo.
We've lost more girls.
When I first met Fresh and Myron. Man, every day Fresh had three girls at one time. Myron had some dates. I'm like, bro, you guys though.
Yeah, bro. Look, bro, we gave up a lot for you guys, honestly.
And
like,
we don't mind. It's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm telling you guys, like, me and Fresh have turned down so many girls. Like, yes, the podcast has helped, but it's also hurt us a lot too. But it doesn't bother me as much, because I get way more fulfillment from getting the DMs from you guys, from getting
man.
The support, you guys commenting in the chat, enjoying our content, laughing with those stupid masks on and we can't breathe and stuff. Like,
look,
all of that means a lot to us, man.
We were on dates before the show even started. We had to stop the dates. Come on the show.
Yeah.
Like, we're sacrificing for you guys a lot, man. So, real talk. Talk your shit. It's fine. We're good to go.
Yeah, we don't mind. I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I'm used to it at this point.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm very used to it. You know, we're not going to give any of those dudes oxygen.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, if I see you in Miami, it's going to be a whole different story for some of you guys. You know what I'm saying?
I've not heard one bad comment in person. Only on
It's computer. Only online, bro. It's only online. And like, the people that have been in Miami that have problems, well, you know, people on our Patreon, you guys already know what time it is, man. Like,
yep.
you don't know. There's none of this
security.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, you know, like I'll Frank Castle will do it for real. Like no problem. So, okay, so let's hit some of these super chats real quick. Thank you guys for all the support.
For real, man.
We appreciate it, man. Like I said, your guys' support overrides the hate every single time.
Shout out to
the
mods.
I get death threats from feminists every day, bro. It's crazy.
Shout out to the mods. Shout out to the mods.
Me black.
Shout out to Twitch.
All you guys. Okay, Matt Jones, find out. Someone with some tech skills should set up an Insta for you guys to give out to Ratchet and Skanks like the reject hotline.
Oh, shit.
Back in the day. That's hilarious.
That's funny. Strike, $5. If you get all new mics, does that mean we won't be getting a Speak Into the Mic t-shirt?
No. We're going to still get to Speak Into the Mic t-shirts. Don't we?
Aunt Jemima, $5. Love the work, boys. Wish I could drop a bag like Black Lemur, but since Quaker Oats canceled me, I'm broke. But he keeps me white face on his merch. Oh, shit.
Yo, and then like the fact that you guys make accounts and say, link it to like a Google thing and
Donald,
you guys are pay.
My foot.
Yeah.
The security downstairs.
Yo, the chat is undefeated. You
FBI.
Guys have had, you guys are undefeated, man. You guys have roasted so many girls, made girls cry and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
I just bought a Canon EOS R6 to take some quality pics. My IG is black and hard, and I'm about to go off.
Awesome, bro.
Hey, man, do it.
Work on it, bro.
Also, IDMR should write the questions for the girls because they sound stupid. Yeah, it is what it is. I got you, bro.
Stupid.
Okay, Ryan Acevedo, thank you so much. Be light, fresh, more threesomes. Hey, man, I have to say it for him, bro.
Man.
He ain't going to brag.
Come on, bro.
I missed out. That's on me, too.
Yeah,
I fucked up.
You should have came. Bro, okay, you guys want to happen? So,
okay, well,
the two bad Canadian girls were here, right? I'm like, yo, Myron, come through, bro. We're going to the club after. Strip club. He's like, yo, bro, you know I hate strip clubs, bro. It's not me. It's not my scene. And I get it, you know?
His face when he mentioned that.
Yeah, it was like, really, nigga? Honestly? Anyhow, long story short, I was like, bro, come to the strip club. I know they're DTF, even though he didn't know. It's because obviously, you know,
he would have some critical facts for me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, I should have said a little bit more. But at the same time,
yeah,
trust my judgment, bro. Come to the strip club. Because think about this, right, guys? When you meet a girl for the first time, they're kind of like uneasy. They're kind of like, okay, you know, I don't know who this guy is, whatever, boom, boom. But when you go to a strip club, it's kind of like their defenses drop. They're around other girls that are hot. They may seem a little bit insecure. The music is vibing for the most part. And it's a different environment.
Hold on. Tell the whole story, though, bro. You called me to tell me about these girls while I was in the gym.
Okay.
You called me at the worst time.
Bruh! When I got the news, I called you. Okay.
What did I say? I said, I don't give a fuck about no hoes.
You
hung
did.
Out.
You did.
Right? But
I was giving good news, though. I was like, okay, bro.
Could have texted me,
I got
me,
two baddies. Let's go on a double date after. He was like, man, I'm in the gym, man. I'm serious. And guys, real talk. Myron is the same person on camera and off camera. You're Frank Castle, me. Anyhow, long story short, he's like, man, I don't know. You know, I'm in the gym. I'll call you back. Bam. Hang up the phone. I come in the studio. Yo, Myron, after the show, they're down to chill. Let's go on a date. He's like, okay, where are we going? Post strip club. He's like, I'll think about it.
Hold on, nigga. Tell him what strip club, though.
But we travel the river.
Oh, I don't want to go there.
It's fire.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I went there.
See, he went.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's a dirty old Palaka nigga, man.
Hey, listen, it's not bad. It has good lighting. The girls are okay, you know. So
like look, he's the worst person to ask, bro.
Look,
listen.
But Chris pulled up. And I don't know what happened, but girl walked up to Chris.
Yeah.
And started dancing on him. A random girl. I'm like,
some random girl came up to me and started dancing on me. So
it is good
because like,
you went at it on a day where it's like not as busy.
And the DJ shows us out like five times.
And to my,
back.
I didn't know you guys went to the one in Doral, right?
Yeah, the one in Doral.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to the one
on the
up
river.
North, on the river. That's
okay.
The hood one.
Yeah, that's the hood.
That's the one I don't like.
Yeah.
Doral's more chill. It's more of
I didn't know that.
Vibe. Yeah. Actually, we have some fans in there, some supporters in there, too.
Fresh be withholding a lot of info for me, bro. I didn't have all these facts.
Yeah, if I tell you come, it's for a reason, though.
Fresh does.
Because I know you.
Right? Oh, Chris, right?
Yeah, because, I'd be home sleeping at the time, right? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. Fresh like, yo, Chris, you want to go to the club? I'm like, this nigga, all right.
But, okay.
But I already know, Fresh.
If I invite you.
See, I need facts, bro. Like, I need a lot. Like, I don't like clubs. Or, like, I don't mind it. Like, don't get me wrong. I love night game. But, like, bro.
If I invite you somewhere, it's for a reason. Because I'll just go by myself.
Yeah, the Fresh is greedy, man.
What?
Yeah, you're all greedy, man.
Bro, I share, man.
Yeah, when you have abundance of girls.
Anyhow, long story short, man. My sister came to the club. He didn't want to come. But he's coming next time, so I'm going to drag your ass.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I took an L on that one. If I had went, it would have been easy, but...
He is coming next time.
Yeah,
literally.
I will have to give myself the... Are you dumb, stupid, or dumb? Yeah,
hey,
I got to give it to myself, bro. Okay, it's Vic 20 hours. Y'all are dope. Nothing but respect for putting us up on game. I knew I needed improvement, but no one in my circle could help. I got my pad and pen. Thank you so much. Yeah, and we're going to get into the fifth one here in a second. I'll finish reading these. Fresh in a beta. He's a beta tester for the females. Hilarious.
Funny.
Maurice Beast, the Beast. What's up, fellas? Thanks for this podcast. I've always had this mentality, but you've helped translate into an articulate way. Keep it up. F the haters. Yeah, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks, bro.
Aliba Kalima, what do you think about having a VIP party for high earners, not rich yet? Sure. Have a party.
Yeah.
He means like us throwing a party? We might do it for the 500K. We'll see.
Yeah.
Our salute. Y'all, you got
it. But it'll be in the club. Definitely club. So we have, I think it's a little more. Our salute. Y'all go with me. Fresh Fit Fam, tons of gems, especially when you apply the knowledge. Thank you, brother. Isaac Landis, $10. That's what's up, Fresh. Making moves with the Canadian Snow Bunnies. I would have did the same damn thing. Much love, fellas. All right. Every night, bro. Marcus B. Yurashimi, $5. You guys should cook the leak plot of the new Matrix movie. They give Trinity the power of the one equality, right? RP Origins getting feminized.
All right.
Sucks. King Chris.
With the hype. Thank you so much. Maurice
Beast,
the beast.
Y'all helped me get out of a bad marriage. Real talk. Once again, F the haters. Thanks for the wings.
Thanks.
Thank you, brother. KJA FBD, $5. How many S tests do y'all now get compared to early days in the game? Bro, it's like they're trying to qualify. It's kind of like, okay, they're saying, you know what? These dudes have a podcast. They probably get a lot of girls. Why do they want me? Let me just try to figure this shit out. I'm like, it ain't that hard. Like,
man, that's if it even gets there. A lot of them will just like write us off, just say, I heard about you. Like, you guys made my friend cry, or I saw you on this whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they'll be like, you guys are assholes. And they'll be like, all right, well, you're a dumb hoe. And I'll just,
like,
whatever,
oh,
I don't care.
Oh, I see your show. I'm good. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying? All right, guys, let's support these two senseis. You guys, Coach and Kevin, are driving to Manosphere. Likes are free, compadres, and will help keep Fresh's feet at bay. Dom DiMarco for the knowledge. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
And then Johnny, $5, like, Thanos, a small price to pay for salvation. Y'all, the salvation for men in the Western societies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
$20, Zentania, stop the cap. You get more clout and money from helping men versus dealing with women. Women have always been a byproduct. You don't lose out a lot, you gain a lot. That being said, I'm glad to support you guys. Even Stutter Prince, hilarious. donation to the studio. The whole crew has been doing awesome. Shout out to the chat. Abundance Mindset is really helping me when it comes to getting numbers and chatting with ladies.
Abundance Mindset, man.
Yeah, guys, like, we don't mind, like, you know, we don't mind grinding for you guys over, like, chicks, bro. Because at the end of the day, like, that's why this podcast is, like, blowing so up is we don't just teach you guys about girls. We teach you guys how to become better men in general, bro. Like, a lot of these guys that be hating, like, what do y'all niggas teach outside of just, like, making videos about other people that are doing way better than you?
Nothing.
Like, nothing. We're out here teaching guys how to invest. Like, we have a whole Money Mondays where we talk about, like, making money. No one watches it, but it's out there.
And not only that, we have a lot of secret supporters, a lot of celebrities that you guys don't even know.
Yeah,
watch all the time on the show. It's like, yo, if we weren't doing the right things, they wouldn't be watching us.
Yeah, facts, like, man. So, like, guys, we really do care, and we really do, like, put as much effort into, like, the money side, the real estate side. I'm about to, like, almost dox myself showing you guys what I did for this.
And then hold
property.
On. If we were frauds and people put in the work and effort, then we never get the receipts. So I'm like, bro, it's just funny to me, man. It's just funny, bro.
Hilarious.
Even Chris is a perfect example. Chris has learned from us so much. Chris, tell them your results now, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've always had a game, but I'm never quite sure how to apply it as much because I'm like, yo, why does this girl do this? Maybe this and this and this. But seeing Fresh and Myron, man, it's like definitely watching them and applying for them, especially Fresh with Instagram, man. His Instagram game is definitely strong. And yeah, man, now I'm walking like a target, but now I'm dealing with the ladies nowadays, man. I'm just like Myron, man. After they leave the studio, I don't want to see them anymore.
Chris has the best of both worlds. Yes, Myron's frame. And my scalability with Instagram. He can't lose, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
It's definitely.
There you go, man. Yeah, so. And guys, it just, like, here's the other thing, too, because people want to talk smack, whatever. Who's in Miami, right?
Oh, yeah.
Dealing with girls like we are.
Ooh,
consistently. Cool. Bringing them on the show.
Every day.
Dating some of them. Bringing them on the show consistently. Like, that ain't, that you guys think getting a girl on a date is tough? Try getting them on a podcast where it's like, oh, by the way, I'm probably you might get embarrassed on this podcast.
Roasted.
By the way, you might get roasted.
Bro, I spend hours per day just to get girls on the show, guys. And then you got bitch. Oh, why you got so late, bro? You understand? Like, I get no sleep at times. I'm like, yo, come on to the podcast. But
my thing is,
shout out to the people that source the girls. Yeah. By the way,
my thing is, though, if you guys are complaining, why the fuck you don't do the show? How about that? You go do the show. You get your own studio.
Yeah.
You get your own girls and do a show. How about that?
Yeah, you do that.
Every single night.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Nah, but no, it is tough. I ain't going to lie, guys. It's tough. But no, man, like I said, for you guys, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Don't, like, Fuck the haters, man. Fuck the haters, guys.
Screw them.
All right, so let's go to topic number the first one. And then, guys, from this point forward, Chris, what are we going to do?
20 and up.
20 and up.
Chris,
okay,
CSR2, $20.
I always watch the podcast even after a long day of work. Keep up the good work, and I miss the exorcism. I still remember the one when the girl was touching Fresh when it pissed off Myron. That's
actually, I just did a vlog with her. My last vlog, she's in it, and she explained why she did what she did.
Yeah, I mean, she's cool, guys, so, you know.
Yeah, Susie's not bad when she's not fucked up.
Yeah, it was not fucked
up. On the way to 1 million subs, lose 6 pounds since I started watching this podcast. Men need this podcast/media to unlock the inner savage. Yes,
yep.
Guys, I have a full-on fitness playlist, man, that's better than a lot of these fitness channels, man. I got the studies in there. A lot of these fitness guys are frauds, man. You guys think that we give you guys the RP on girls? Bro, I give you the RP on fitness, too. There's scientifically backed stuff in there, man. Okay, Fix Story Entertainment on ours. When I hit the gym, I lose quick 10 pounds of water weight. How do you get over leveling off with fitness and weight loss? Continuously maintain your caloric deficit. And then,
DS2,
$20. Y'all should link up with some influencers in the crypto space. They definitely seem to be on the same vibe as you guys. Could add value to Mondays and make money Mondays side pop for real.
Yeah.
Now we fuck with Charlie from Cultivate Crypto.
Charlie.
That's our man, guys.
Yeah,
we don't deal with anybody else with crypto except from Charlie. Okay, so guys, we're going to get into this countdown here.
Five topics.
We spent 30 minutes talking shit. That's hilarious.
Oh, Lord.
All right, guys. So we're going to get into the first reason why you need to have Instagram. We're going to count this down from 5 down to 1, okay?
One.
It allows you to meet women you otherwise
would
have
never meet.
So if there's anything that 2020 taught us, it's that the internet is very important.
Yep.
Okay. We went through a period where everyone was running around with masks on and actually believed that some virus would kill you.
I kill you.
And, you know, pretty much a lot of people, and let's be honest, like a lot of girls are followers and are
stupid.
And they didn't understand that it's not as dangerous as people think unless you
we were outside
were old.
All
yeah, we
day,
care.
Every day. Hey, man. Under
we're outside all day, every day. We didn't
best
care.
Life.
Did we social distance at all?
No.
We did not.
So,
so with that said, guys, so that showed that the internet is very important. Now, number two, when you're dealing with the most attractive girls, and I'm talking about bad. The 8s, the 9s, the 10s, the girls that like celebrities are dealing with, the girls that are like getting invited to mansion parties, the girls that are like living life pretty much on easy mode, right? Very attractive women. A lot of them have egos. And when a lot of them have egos, what that means is you're not going to run into them in person and you're definitely not going to run into them on a dating app.
Nope.
Okay?
Even on the show, girls at the time, hey, have you been on Tinder or Bumble? Hell no. I would never. Because they know it's a stigma involved with that and they don't want to just get smashed and passed.
The only time... you're going to see a bona fide baddie on Tinder, Bumble, or any of these dating apps.
Finesse.
Is to finesse dudes only to funnel them to her OnlyFans or to get her Instagram up. Period. The most attractive girls, you're not going to catch them on dating apps and them taking it seriously most of the time. On top of that, you might not run into them at certain clubs or venues unless you have some kind of hookup where you got a table, you're in a VIP, you're at an exclusive club. The most attractive girls, especially in major cities, like New York City is the worst example of this. Right, this is why I don't like New York City. If you want to be around really beautiful women in New York City, you have to spend money. You have to go to Mr. Purple, One Oak, any of these spots, and you got to get a fucking table and you got to do all this extra shit to see them, right, to even get in front of them. Now, can you run into them in Manhattan, whatever, walking around? You can. But are you going to be able to find them, you know, consistently all the time? No. So the point is this, guys. You ain't going to catch them on dating apps like that. It's going to be hard for you to catch them in person unless you live somewhere like Miami where they're highly concentrated, and even then it's going to be tough. The one place you'll be able to get them, though, every single time, is Instagram.
Very well said, man.
That's facts.
So I'll say this as well, just add to that point. So like you said earlier, a lot of the girls that you see, you know, on Instagram or even on the internet, they are not at a supermarket for the most part. They're not at, you know, your local club, and they're definitely not on dating apps. So how the hell are you going to meet these girls? And very important, remember, where are girls all the time? They're all on their phones, but where? Social media. Instagram, Snapchat, you know, sometimes OnlyFans. The point here is that, like, you got to go where the girls are going to be. And this comes into even money as well. So when you spend money, right, you enter into certain circles. So some guys have money to get tables, you know, with celebrities and stuff like that. Some guys have money to, like, you know, go to certain parties. The point here is that, like, certain areas, certain venues have certain types of girls. And even on social media itself, if you have a good lifestyle, what do girls want? They want to have fun. They want to get lit. And if you can showcase that on Instagram with some good pictures, I'm telling you right now, guys, you can literally come up on a lot of girls that you never would have met before. One, And two, they see who you are more than just a dating app. Because dating apps, you get pictures and a bio. That's it. Instagram, you get stories, highlights. You got a bio you can add as well. Hella pictures, video. It's so much you can add there that's, you know what? This guy seems like a lot more than just pictures. I can actually see myself either hanging with him or talking to him.
Not to mention, guys, that girls take Instagram very seriously, bro.
Very.
You know what I mean? And they take it very seriously. Like, I'm telling you guys, if you look at any attractive girl's camera roll, you're going to see like 50 of the same picture. And then she's going to take the best one. She's going to edit the hell out of it. Then she's going to put it through, Facetune.
Facetune.
Edit the crap out of it. We've witnessed it, man. Like, 20, 30 minutes at dinner doing that stuff. And I'm like, bro, y'all are addicts. But they do it, and then they post, and they post at the best time to get the most likes. And if it doesn't get a certain amount of engagement in a certain amount of time, they take it down, bro.
And then guess what? Guys, real important. This is very important. We just heard this now. Most guys don't know this shit at all. They just think, okay, girls are going to be out and about. I just go talk to any girl in the street. I'm going to get her. It's very important how you meet the girl, not where you meet the girl. So it's how you meet her is going to be very important.
Hold on. One more time. I need you guys to really understand that that's critical. Say that again one more time for them.
It is not where you meet the girl, is how you meet the girl that's very important. How you do it makes all the difference. So you meeting her on Tinder versus Instagram, big difference. You meeting her in person versus Instagram, big difference. The point here is that like girls that you actually want or that you might not know that's available is going to be online because that's where they all are. And the funny part is that, like, guys are like, oh, I don't need Instagram. Understand this, right? If you were to sit down and go outside and talk to every girl on the street, if you were to sit down in your room, in your bedroom, on Instagram, you could DM 100 girls. You could actually scale your approach. All I'm saying is your time very important to you? Because my time is very, very important to me. So I don't want to waste time going on your cold pushing all the time. Obviously, you could do it here and there. But the matter of fact is, if I can be at home and scale up that way, and guess what? Sometimes you don't even need to DM a girl. You put up a story, she responds to it with hard eyes.
No, she does.
Yo. I've had to give up a lot of my cold approach for the show, man.
Yeah.
Because, like, I used to spend a decent amount going out on weekends and, you know, cold approaching. And, yeah, it's just tough, man, because it's going to take a lot of time. Anyone that's good with women, especially, like, that does a lot of cold approach, they know you're going to have to go for night game easily. One for 40, maybe. One for 50. One for 60.
The top guys in every aspect do not cold approach. They use Instagram. And this is why we see it. Instagram is the biggest dating platform in the world because it's universal. I could be here in Miami, DM a girl in Texas, L.A., Colombia, Brazil. I'm coming. I'm going to fly you out. It's done. So not only is it Uber girls on steroids, access on steroids, it's scale because now I have an abundance mindset because, hey, if Jackie doesn't want to come, Susie will. If Susie doesn't want to come, Cheryl will. The point is that, like, you can have options now. I have the ultimate abundance mindset. You know my girls are so abundant. I waited. They don't give a shit. If you don't want to pay my bill, the simple over here will. Because they got it on Instagram.
Yeah, bro. So, I don't think you guys understand, like, the level of abundance mindset that women have, bro.
You guys don't know. You guys don't know at all.
Like, it's on another level, bro. It's on steroids. I've given it, like, an analogy for it, but we'll get it. Just so we don't waste too much time. Maybe I'll get into it later. But we'll get into number four. The second reason you need to be on Instagram. So number one, right, or number five in this case, counting it down, is because you're going to meet attractive women that you otherwise would never meet in person, bro. Like I told you, the most beautiful women, it ain't tough to get around them. And a lot of you guys might not be in Miami. Let's be honest. You're not going to have the ability to walk outside and see how girls are all over the place. So what's going to happen? You're going to have to use Instagram to meet these girls because they ain't on dating apps.
And let me add one more thing. This is very, very important, right? If a girl sees you on Instagram first, right, sees your lifestyle, and then sees you in person, that approach is way more powerful now because she's already seen you twice.
Yep.
Social media, I would say this, right?
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
But either way, you need to augment, which we'll talk about in a second.
It's a buffer.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
We got two chats.
Super chats. Okay. Dr. Easy, I know y'all aren't really into the idea of having an average dude on the show, but what about a high earner who isn't clouded up could give a solid perspective on making it through other avenues? What y'all think? All right, guys, just so you know, prior to this, I was making six figures in my other job, all right, and I wasn't clouded or whatever. And it doesn't change, bro. Like, you still have to have a game. You still have to know what you're doing.
Yeah, all that.
Like, you still need to, like, there's no way around it, guys. Like, everyone is looking for some kind of, like, avenue to try to, like, finesse their way into girls or whatever it is. Like, you need to have the complete package to deal with these girls. Y'all saw it yesterday. I can't make this stuff up. Every single woman at the table said they wanted a man.
$500K, $500K, $300K, $200K.
Yeah. The cheapest one was $50K a year, which is an average guy.
And
the other six, though, wanted a man that was in the 1% guys.
Yep.
And they didn't bat an eye when I said that's a 1% guy, and they all felt that they were entitled to him.
Yep.
Guys, there is no way around it. You cannot try to be, what if I make money, but I'm not caught, but work on every aspect. Work on every aspect.
And then let me just add one more thing to that. So then he's like, oh, I'm only the cold approach. All right, bro. Guess what, right? The time you said go out on a cold approach, I already sent her a DM on Instagram from my bedroom. So I've already set up a date before you can even talk to her. Who's she going to see? My lifestyle or you? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, man. Use all avenues, man. Use all avenues, guys. And that's not me attacking you, bro. It's just that I like... it's like y'all want to get on the podcast and like talk to the girls. You trust me.
It won't matter.
Everyone thinks that they can come on here and like, cause I get DMs all the time about this. Oh, you tell them this or say that or blah, blah, blah. Well, yo, you should have average guys on the podcast. Guys, if we bring average guy on the podcast, you know what they're going to do? They're going to lie.
Yeah.
They're going to lie to an incredible level because now they're not going to say, they already lie with us in here, putting them in a corner.
Yo.
What the fuck do y'all niggas think is going to happen? We bring an average guy in that is, let's say we bring in an average guy, 5'9", 5'8", whatever it is, 50 grand a year, blue collar worker, whatever it is, you know, the backbone of America, the men that we really respect, the guys that are building the roads, the guys that are doing the important things.
Yeah.
Women don't have respect like we do, guys. You guys got to get out of this mindset that thinking that women are like us. They're not like us. They're not honorable creatures. They don't have the same level of respect. Women have allegiance to one thing.
Themselves.
Their emotions
themselves,
guys.
Emotions.
Okay? Is not a feminine trait. I'm going to say that again. Get it through your fucking heads, man.
It's not.
Honor is not a feminine trait, guys. It is a masculine trait. Women are literally hardwired and designed to stick themselves to the strongest male. It's a survival tactic. Okay? On this podcast, we don't cry about hypergamy. We don't cry about the fact that women don't want to deal with 80 to 90% of the men. We tell you guys how to deal with the problem, how to get around it, and that there's no way around it where you have to self-improve, man. It is what it is. If we bring an average guy on the podcast, we could do it. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to lie even more. I'm going to have to get 7 blue caps for everybody in the studio when they fucking lie because they're not going to tell you guys the truth.
That's why I have a hat on all the time.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, guys, it's not going to matter. Stop thinking that women are honorable creatures. They're not. They're literally hardwired to look for themselves and, more importantly, for their children. It's how society has prospered for so many years. Women, the reason why we're here right now is because of female hypergamy.
It's very
women picked the best men procreated, and they continued the lineage, and the losers died. Okay? A lot of weird-ass niggas didn't get to procreate. Okay? There's a reason why 40% of the male population since the beginning of time has procreated, whereas 99% of women have. Guess what? In modern-day times, women have more options. It's dwindling. Less and less guys are fucking.
Yep.
We're not here to cry about it. We're here to adapt.
Adapt and change. That's all you can do.
You know what I'm saying? On this podcast, you ain't going to get us over here complaining about female hypergamy, guys. Y'all niggas want to cry about that shit? Go somewhere else. We're the fucking game shark, okay?
You can complain all day whenever you want to, but understand this, right? There's some people out there that don't complain. They just fix whatever they got going on that's wrong, improve, and they get what they want. You got a choice to make. Complain or make it work.
Bruh, I'm telling you, there's a game out here, okay?
And it's being played.
And it's being played. We are the game shark. We're not 100% the 100% success rate, bro. We got to teach you how to get the miss and go and the extra Pokeballs and shit like that. But my man,
yeah,
it says 99 Pokeballs, okay? You still got to throw 99 of them joints.
Yep.
Okay?
You still got to put in the work.
You still got to put in the work, guys. There's no way around it, you know? It is what it is, and you guys see it every single day in fucking 1080p. These women are delusional. They're crazy. They have wild standards. One woman literally yesterday said, I'm going to bring him back to the relationship. I want a multimillionaire. She said, I bring 50 to 70K. Yeah.
Yo, I was dead. I was like, yo,
she said
you bring less than 100K, you want a millionaire? I'm like, bro.
Yo.
You guys just see behind the scenes when we're capping off camera. But it's like, girls know what they're doing, man. They'll say something on camera, but in reality, either somebody's watching the show or they know somebody that's going to watch the show. They're like, you know what? Let me not say that on camera right now because it might fuck me up. So don't lie on camera. It's just funny.
Bro,
man.
They cap even with us here. What do y'all think is going to happen when we bring like regular guys in on studio?
It's
going to
be tough.
It's going to dilute the quality of the show because they're going to lie even more, and I'm going to spend even more time putting them in a corner, man. Like trying to get them to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Like, you guys don't get it, man. Like, women lie because it's hardwired in them to lie because their survival depends on it. If a woman tells you, hey, I sucked 3 different dicks yesterday, and I fucked 5 guys last week, and as a matter of fact, I lost my virginity at 19 in a threesome getting Eiffel Towered.
Come in my bed.
Come in my bed. You know what's going to happen? That woman's ability to lock down a man that can provide her security and provisioning to some degree is going to be severely diminished. So it is in her best interest to lie to you guys and tell you, I'm a good girl. I sell purity to you. You buy. Women are used car dealsmen, man. Used car dealers, man.
I go to church on Sundays.
You know what
I'm saying? Then I fuck on Mondays.
Like, y'all don't get.
I've been celibate for 6 months.
The level of cap.
8 months, Chris. 8 months.
Eight months.
8 months, Chris.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't get the level of cap because a woman's survival since the beginning of time is hinged upon her ability to sell purity, guys. So they're not going to be honest with you. They're not going to tell you, I'll date an average guy. No, they're not.
They won't.
Because when we say 5'9 and 50K, look at every single girl's face on the panel. They're all like,
oh, shit. No, I can't do it. Oh, my God, I can't do it.
Bro, like, it is what it is, man. Like, guys, I just got to give you the hard truth, man, about how women operate, guys. It ain't
okay.
going to matter.
Next
so anyway,
topic.
Going to number 4.
Hold on, we got
or number 2. Let's
super chats real quick.
Okay, 29.
Game face Myron.
Let's check the super chats real quick.
Australian 20.
Devon. That boy fresh starters more than Porky Pig and still pulls back.
Yo, that's the thing, right? Okay, get this, right? Hold on. If I can stutter. No. This is serious as fuck, bro. It's serious as fuck. If I can stutter, right, and still pull holes, you got no excuse, bro. You got no excuse. Look, I'm not the biggest or most in shape guy. I'm not out
or
for good
looking.
Or good look. Fuck it. I'm not like sexy, whatever, bro. I'm pulling more girls than these niggas that are fucking pretty boys in alphas, niggas. It's like, yo, you gonna sound right? Game, you could be fucking Fat Albert. Well, no, you need to lose some weight, Fat Albert. The point is, game is game. I'm just saying, look, get everything. Me and Mary just say, get everything. Get money. Get your health in order. Get your mind in order. Your fitness, your lifestyle, and the game. And then guess what? The world's your oyster because now you have options and abundance mindset. So before, you maybe had one strength, but guess what? You're lacking in other areas. At that point, okay, she could find somebody with all the other stuff as well, move to him. But if you got everything in order, where's she going to go? You're high value as fuck. So.
And here's the other thing too, man. Yo, like, it doesn't, like, you guys have it messed up. Oh, let me come on the podcast, like, talk to these girls, whatever. Like, you already lost. Why do you care what the, like, we're just, guys, you really think I'm losing my hair, bro.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yo, it is tough. Every day here, I want a 6'3" guy. 500K a year. Oh, I'm not going to, you know what? If he's going to cheat, I need to be able to cheat too. Blah, blah, fucking blah. The delusion is real. Y'all niggas don't want to be here, bro. They're going to continue to cap even more, man. Like, yo, you guys haven't messed up. The reason why we tell you guys you need to self-improve, I say this every single podcast, I'm going to say it one more time. You don't self-improve to get girls. You self-improve so you don't tolerate the bullshit that comes with the girls. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say that again. You don't self-improve to get girls, guys. You self-improve so that you don't sit there and tolerate the bullshit that inevitably comes with the girls, guys. You guys see the ridiculousness every single night, right? Yeah. Why do you want to have to tolerate that? You become high value for you so that you can go to sleep at night knowing I've done well. You can look in the mirror and be happy at what you see. It's about being happy in you.
And
fortunately, guys,
yep.
For you guys as a man, your value is not determined by the opposite gender. Your value is based on what value do you create for the world. A woman's value is based on the man that she can attract. Your value is not based on the bitch that you can attract.
Yep.
Your value is based on what value do you bring to society. And if you guys don't fucking believe me, why are there so many ugly niggas that are rich and famous that get bitches without even trying?
Facts.
Because their value
Shot
is determined by the value that they bring to the fucking society, not to the girls that they fucking get, guys. There's a reason why there's fucking Twitch streamers that are ugly as shit, that are losers.
Skinny.
Whatever it is you guys want to say. They're bringing value to the fucking world. And guess what happens? There's bitches that want to suck their dick that are bad. Why? Because a woman's value is determined on what kind of caliber of man that she can attract. If the man can bring value to society, he's a high-value man because the market decides his value.
The woman's value is determined by the man's value. Your value is not determined by some bitch. Stop thinking that your value is determined by some fucking bitch, guys. If we get fucking demonetized, I don't care. A lot of y'all niggas care way too much about what bitches think about you. Fuck the bitches. The world determines your value based on the value that you bring to it, man. Goddamn. Shit.
This nigga just exploded, bro. Holy shit.
Stop basing your value on bitches, man. Their value is determined on if they can get you, not the other way around, bro. There's a reason why these chicks are going to share you. You don't share them. You're the fucking prize, man. There's a reason why if you're a king and you marry some bum bitch, she becomes a queen, but it never works the other way around. Women don't build. They move in. Okay? Stop chasing after bitches. Chase after your success. Then the bitches will come. You see how many ugly rappers are getting their dick sucked by bad bitches, three of them at a time, making these rap songs? Why? Because they were in the booth, going hard as fuck, making the music. They made the music, brought value to the world, then guess what happens? Sluts come to them. That's what you want. You don't chase them, they chase you, man.
My nigga went Super Saiyan, bro.
God damn. They popping out like roadmaps, man.
Holy shit.
Because I don't want guys focusing their life on women, man. I don't want guys hurting themselves over women.
Yeah.
There's dudes out here that are killing themselves over women that don't give a fuck about you. I just told you guys, women are not designed to be loyal. They're designed to look for the best, so you become the best.
Man. Bars.
Yeah, man.
Straight bars.
Going on to number two.
Somebody clip that, please. Somebody clip that part of the show, because that was awesome. Not going to lie.
I really care, man. I really care. Like, every time I see a dude that fucking hurts himself over some chick bra, it just infuriates me because I know that that dude has the potential to change the world, man. There's a reason why we're stronger than them. There's a reason why men are logically based, whatever. This isn't to say that we're better than women. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we're better than them in the things that matter.
Yeah.
Okay? For society's survival.
If men knew their value, then it definitely would change how they move around women. And I feel like most men, they don't know their value. So it's what it is.
All right, for us.
Tin Man, $50. Want to send some love. I stopped after seeing you guys on 10 Class IRL. Thank you, brother, for stopping to the channel. Broke Escalator, $20. Hey, fellas, just funny all this week. Big fan. I've heard you say plenty to take women. I heard you say plenty to women take a cum belief for getting pregnant, but correct me if I'm wrong. I never heard the suggestions of abstinence thoughts. You can abstain if you want to, brother, but we just teach guys how to get laid. Zer Hedemaru, if they want to, $20. Bring in a random guy. Also risk the chance of bringing in a simp that's going to take advantage of the opportunity and not contribute anything to discussion. If you contribute, if you want to contribute, stick to super chats. There you go.
Speaking facts. I didn't want to say that.
There you go. Gabriel Maris, $25. Thank you, brother. C squared. Myron going off. Yeah, he went off for real. Game face Myron. Bars. There you go.
Yeah, we got
to
go.
All right, guys. So the second reason.
Shout out to Riley, by the way.
Riley, welcome to the team, man.
Welcome, Riley. Welcome,
I've been enraged too much, guys. I'm sorry, man.
And last
one. That's good. We got Blind Archer, $25. For my man, Myron. It ain't much, but take this and grab a snow cone after the pod. Respect.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Oh, brother. All right. So, okay. Number two. It allows you to network with high-value men.
Wait. So, oh, no, number four. We're counting down.
Oh, shit, never mind.
It allows you – it's all good. It allows you guys to resonate with younger women.
Yeah.
Instagram.
So a lot of you guys are older, you know, you're more established.
We got a huge age group, bro, from 18 to 50.
All the way up. Actually, a lot of our clients, they do consults with us. So I'm like, how old are you? 45. Goddamn, nigga. The point is, you guys want to talk to a younger audience, but you have to understand, they speak a certain language, and that language is social media. So you want a 19-year-old – 20-year-old, 22-year-old, where are they? What are they doing? Now, social media, posting pictures, posting stories, getting lit. So think about this. If you're an older guy, yes, she may want a mature man, a lame mature man. She wants a man that understands a little bit of her world, but can also be mature at the same time. So what you do is you have your castle, right, which is your frame, but then you also have a capture card, which is like the Instagram page that you have, and that will show your lifestyle. So when she meets you, she sees your lifestyle, and she sees you're actually present on social media. So it's a double whammy at that point. Because now, if you're on social media, she's like, why don't you have any social media? Yeah, you're older, but still, older people have this. Why don't you have it? So it's just like you're killing, I would say, a definite objection right off the bat. And it shows that you actually know what's going on in the current market of, you know, dating on social media. So the point is, guys, if you're an older guy and you want to date girls especially, have an Instagram. Can benefit you. And look, we saw on the show earlier, right? Yesterday, this guy had a fucking farm, right? What's the Instagram name? The Farm Archer or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, he had the page all about his farm. Very well established guy, older guy, of course. And majority of your girls said, hey, you know what? I want to date him. But how? They saw his lifestyle. Guys, real talk. I'm telling you right now. Girls want to be around winners, and they want to live a good lifestyle. If you can show them that lifestyle, you could be 50, 19, I don't care how old you are, bro. They will come. Not every girl, but a majority that see your lifestyle, you know what? I can do whatever shit he brings because I want to be a part of that lifestyle. And look, as you said on the show, girls love you conditionally. So if you can show kids what they want, they will come. And if you're an older guy, like I said before, get on social media, learn how to use it properly. So at that point, you have a crutch and also a lever so that you can pull at any time. Hey, you know what? Let's connect. Here's my Instagram. Oh, wow, he's established and he has a good lifestyle? That's my type of man. And he's older? So that's all I'm saying, guys. Make sure you have an Instagram, not for you. Sorry, not for them, but just to showcase your lifestyle and who you are.
So, guys, a lot of the times when me and Fresh dispense advice to you guys, we're coming from the frame of I tell this to our Patreon guys, the higher tier. I'm going to give you advice as if I was an attractive 21-year-old girl.
Yep.
Okay? If you want to get young, attractive women, I hate to say it, bro. If you tell them, oh, I'm not on Instagram, they're going to think something's wrong with you. Yep. They're going to think,
uh-oh, retard alert.
Now, we know that you're not weird. Yep. We know that you're a successful, cool guy, normal guy.
Yep.
But girls don't look at it like that, guys. I'm telling you guys, women live in a different world and a different reality. I'm glad our podcast is able to expose that for you guys, because when I give them examples, I don't know if you guys catch it, they don't know what the hell I'm talking about. It's not until I put themselves female lens and show the ridiculousness of their thought process that they understand where I'm coming from, right? So this podcast has already proven that women are inherently solipsistic to a degree that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? It's very difficult for them to put themselves in a man's shoes. So if you guys see the delusion here, can you only imagine if you go up to an attractive girl, oh, what's your Instagram? If you don't have one.
Like, she can be like, nigga.
She got thick signs off.
Nigga,
bro.
Who are you?
Like, I hate to say it. And if you're young, if you're under 35 and you don't have one, she's really going to think something's wrong with you.
Yep.
At least if you're older, you got a little bit of plausible deniability. Ha ha, I don't even have an iPhone, which we did a whole video about that. But that's another story.
Yep.
The point is, guys, if you want to get younger, attractive girls, that's their language, man. It is what it is. Simple as that. And that segues actually perfectly to the third, right, on this countdown. And actually, I could hit this round three finally.
Round three.
Shout out to Mr. King, by the way. Remember.
Thank you,
hey,
brother.
Mr. King, welcome to the team.
Welcome.
So number three, it segues perfectly. Not only does it allow you to resonate with girls, but most importantly, guys, it shows that you're not a catfish and it handles a safety objection.
Yep.
Okay? This is especially important when you meet a girl from online dating. If you match with a girl off Bumble, Tinder, whatever it is, that lead is literally, it's flimsy. It's flimsy as hell. Because when girls meet you off a dating app, remember what I told you guys. The way you meet a girl matters more than meeting her.
Exactly.
Fred said that earlier, and I want to double down on that again, guys. Guys, please listen closely. The way you meet a woman matters far more than meeting her in the first place. Because to women, it means a lot how you meet her.
Hold on.
In other words.
Say that one more time, please.
How you meet a woman, right, matters far more than meeting the woman. For example, shirts and stores.
Merch.
If you meet a girl, right? I hate this guy Fresh, bro. You guys are looking at the sun right now.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
man.
If you meet a girl at a dive bar, okay?
Yeah.
That's okay. But let's say you meet that girl on Tinder, okay? Let's say you meet that girl at a yacht, okay? Let's say you meet that girl at a mansion party. You know what's going to mean the most important interaction for her? Meeting her at the mansion party or the yacht. Why? Because there was social proof to some degree for you to get involved in that situation that made you, whether you have money, you have some kind of status, you know people, you had to go through some kind of social proof to get into that situation. So that meeting is going to mean a lot more than Tinder or Instagram. But let's say you meet her on Tinder. Then you show her your Instagram. Your Instagram is attractive. Okay, you know what? Adds more weight to it because we all know, okay, women are flaky as fuck. We know it. And if women weren't flaky as hell, y'all niggas wouldn't be watching us. You wouldn't be watching all the other content creators in this space. The reason why, yeah, the reason why you guys probably found us is because some girl probably curbed you. You probably were like on Google, like, what the hell? Like, how to get bitches? Yeah. Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You're just out here striking out. And then you're like, how do I get girls? Or why does a girl curb me? Ba-da-da-da-da, right? And then you find us, Fresh Event Podcast.
Fresh Goofy.
And then
smile.
You find 1,000 other niggas. Wait, you got flaked on too? You too? What the? Well, stomach right now. You know what I'm saying? Bro, these chicks are flaking so much as a fucking blizzard out here, bro. They're flaking from here.
No flake.
All the way to Russia. I'm getting messages from niggas in Taiwan. All this shit. Bro, the flake epidemic is real. Fuck Corona. We got a... It's a fucking flake Corona, bro. It's a flake Corona right now. So... We know women flake. We know that they're fickle. We know that they don't adhere to the word. They make plans. Bruh, girls don't even show up on dates with each other for brunch.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Guys, I've said it before on the podcast. Girls don't even show up to brunch dates with each other, and the girls all laugh because
they know
they flake even on each other, guys. So when you meet a girl on a dating app, that lead is flimsy, okay? It's very flimsy, especially if she's mildly attractive. So the Instagram adds a little bit of more social proof and insurance to that lead to carry it through. Because remember, the lead is always temporary. So you got to, that's why I tell you guys, get the lead, try to close it quick. Get that number, call her, whatever the hell, get set up that date immediately. The Instagram adds a little bit more weight to that match. And or if you call the approach a girl, same thing. Shows you're not a weirdo. Shows you have some social proof. It allows you to create a little bit of a more, how do I say this, personality and handle safety objections.
Yeah. Yo, I can't say any better, man. But I'll say this. So I've been able to survey hundreds of girls, right? So what I used to do, right, back in the day especially, I would go on dating apps, you know, up on my Instagram in my bio, and I would always pull the girl from dating apps to Instagram, then on the actual date. I would ask the girls, so I'm curious, like, what made you choose me over all these other guys? Oh, I saw you weren't a creep, and two, I saw your Instagram page, and I liked it. And I was like, let me do this on steroids now. So I used to work on my page even better. I'd improve more photos, you know, more stories. And I started to realize this. These girls literally were like, okay, I'm disqualifying every single guy until I know he's, one, safe, and two, I can have fun with him on a date. How did she figure it out? My Instagram. So very important, guys. If you're on any platform at all, Instagram is like a buffer between you and her objections. If you can do a very good Instagram page, I'm telling you right now, bro, you literally are already won, because now she's going to trust on some level that you're a regular person and you're not a catfish. And then two, she can see your lifestyle. Okay, you know what? If I go on a date with this guy, it's going to be fun. And off rip, these girls already know, bro. They even go on a date, they want to smash. It's like, okay, it's kind of like this, right? A girl that's really into you already knows she's into you. You don't have to, like, do anything extra, like, you know, be alpha. It's kind of like, she already knows, if I go on a date with this guy, I'm probably going to smash him. So all I'm saying is that, like, when you build a good Instagram page for yourself and you have an extra layer to add to that, or even in person, hey, you know what? You seem pretty cool. Let's connect. Boom. Here's my Instagram. Wow, you have some good pictures. And you know what's a funny story you could tell that they actually like your Instagram page? They'll like 3 posts and then comment on one. I'm like, yo, at that point, gotcha, bitch. I already know what time it is. So all I'm saying, guys, is that, like, a well-made Instagram page is a buffer not only for you but for her as well. And then guess what? Now the trust is there other than just pictures and a bio. So.
Gotcha, bitch. Okay. And then we're going to go to the number two reason on this countdown on why you need Instagram in 2021. And this one is, honestly, I wanted to make this one number one.
Yeah.
But this is, in my opinion, this is the most important one. And this is networking with other high-value men. Gentlemen, I'm going to tell you guys right now, the growth of this podcast, the ability for us to leverage and get great guests on the show – and everything like that, Instagram. Us getting girls on the show,
Instagram.
Us being able to get these crazy opportunities, whatever,
Instagram.
I'm going to say it. No one in the sphere and or the dating space knows Instagram better than me and Fresh.
Nobody.
Period. Nobody. Nobody, guys. We know things that in the course we talk about, there's a whole bunch of secret
sauce
in there.
This course right here, bro, I'm telling you, no one in the universe has this knowledge and the Zoom calls to match this. I'm telling you right now, there's no one else that took the time to say, you know what? All right, how does a guy go from zero to hero on Instagram? Nobody. But guess what? We broke it down for you. different modules, Zoom calls, step by step, and we answer every possible question that you have in the Q&As. Dude, these Zoom calls are like two hours long.
Yeah, facts.
Who does that?
It's like a full-on seminar. We got a whiteboard in there, and we're like teaching y'all really like
Tell
how
me,
to use Instagram. Bro.
Who does a course, right? Like many modules, and then does extra Zoom calls, like 10 or 20 back-to-back, answer all your questions. Who does that?
Yeah. So, guys, number two, it allows you to network with high-value men. And we got the receipts to show it. We brought in rappers, celebrities, social media celebs.
Yep.
Athletes.
YouTubers.
YouTubers. Big YouTubers.
Girls, yeah.
Guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Porn
like,
stars.
We've been porn stars. We've been able to leverage people from every single different type of type of content in the entertainment arena.
We've been on No Jumper, Timcat. It's like, who does that?
Yeah, bro. And we're working right
Joe
now.
Rogan.
We're going to work on Rogan. You know
yep.
what I'm saying? You guys are going to see us on Rogan. Mark
yep.
my fucking words. You guys are going to see us
we're
on
gonna
Rogan.
We're going to be there.
And I'm going to tell Rogan we're going to surpass you.
On air.
But you know what? On air. But like, I even made some jokes with Tim about it. But like,
yeah.
the point is, guys, is all these things that you guys have seen us do, the growth of this podcast, I would be lying if I did not tell you guys that we did not use Instagram to a critical degree to be able to create opportunities for ourselves to make things happen. And what we did, get an interview, right? Make something happen. Fresh was strategic in every single person that he hit up. We were able to add value to that person off camera that you guys might not know,
right?
We saw something that they needed. We filled a void. Bang. Made the collab happen. Bring you guys the content. Now you guys see us doing collabs all over the place. It's deliberate, guys. It's all planned. Believe it or not, when we're there at Moshi Moshi, after these shows, me, Trey, Chris, we're sitting there. We're plotting, man. Trey, I got to give Trey a fucking shout out.
Yeah, Trey, for real, man. Trey talks sports.
Y'all don't know this. Trey watches YouTube more than anyone I know.
Yep.
Trey, critical component. Y'all need to deal with this person. Y'all need to deal with this. That's
what
I say in the YouTube chat.
What's
just,
up?
And then Fresh DMs them, and we make it happen.
SRT Bree. That was all Trey. Trey said, yo, we need her on the show. I was like, I've seen her before, but is it true? He's like, yeah, bro. She's the one. All right. She's the one. I trust Trey. DM. Mr. Organic made a phone call, locked it in.
Yep.
Done.
Mr. Organic, tall guy car reviews.
Yeah.
Trey.
I mean, that was me too, though.
But he gave us the idea.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, okay, it was both of you guys. You guys want to kiss each other in the back? I don't know. But the point is, guys,
yeah.
is that class that you guys have seen, man, it was from Instagram, man, making things happen and you know, filling the void, you know, adding value. And
yep.
we teach you guys how to add value and network with other high-value men. And, guys, let me tell y'all something, man. Bitches aren't going to make you rich.
Nope.
If you want to be rich and make more money, you need to associate yourself with other high-value men.
I'm
going to say that again, bro.
Got you.
Bitches are not going to make you rich or make you money, okay? Other men are going to do it for you because even these chicks that make a lot of money on OnlyFans, whatever it is, 9 out of 10 times, they're managed by a what? A man.
That's true. That's very true, actually.
You guys can call it sexist. You guys can say it. I'm a jerk. I'm a misogynist, whatever it is. I'm telling y'all, man, if you rely on women to make money for you or to, like, you know, get you successful, that's not a strong business plan, man. It ain't a strong business plan. You know, I'd rather take it on me and deal with other men that kind of have the same mission, bro. Period. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, your network is your net worth. You want to be able to network with other high-value men, add value, get into those circles, network with these people, and then, bang, you guys can fucking take over, man. We've made so many great friends out in California. You know, shout out to Adam22, Mr. Organic, Tall Guy Car Reviews. All these guys, like, we talk to them now. You know, Andrew Tate, Instagram. Shout out to Andrew Tate. Shout out to his brother Tristan. We talk to them all the time, too. I got some really special plan for you guys, by the way, this year with Andrew.
Yeah, him and Sterling together doing stuff, you know, overseas.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. You know what I'm saying? We might get kicked off YouTube, but we got a special guest that might come on later on in the year. Operation Black Ops. Me and Andrew talking about it. But, guys. You got to network, guys. This podcast is a testament to that. You know what I mean? Like, the plaque behind us, the growth, everything like that, it's from networking, guys. You know? But, Fresh, why don't you take out networking real quick, man?
You already know, bro. Networking God.
Yeah, tell them a little bit, because you've made a lot
himself.
Of these things happen.
So, guys, real talk, right? You want to be successful? I'll tell you this. You can't do it by yourself. So, how do you become successful? You have to network. That means you have to get out of your comfort zone, leave your house. You have to also understand that, you know what? I don't know everything. Someone else does. Or they might have an audience that I need that I can add value to. So how do we trade value? And I'm just saying, for example, if you're in a situation where you want to grow and learn from other people, you have to network. You want a mentor, you got to network. How can you add value to his life to make him want to help you? So even the show itself, some of these guests you see on the show, I've been watching their channel for years. But now I know, okay, you know what? I can add value in this way. So here's how I can add value to you. Let's do a collab. And even Trey. Trey's been watching YouTube way longer than me. But it's kind of like when you see someone of value, how do you network? You can't give them a phone call. You can't send them an email sometimes because they're so busy. But you can send them a DM. And if it's enough value, they may respond and say, hey, you know what? Let's make this work. Or you know what? Not right now, but maybe in the future. And the point is that like now more than ever, you can actually reach celebrities you never would have met before because now they're on social media. You know, they respond to DMs, especially girls. Like, real talk, you want to get celebrities to notice you? Send a hot girl to send them a DM. They're going to respond. The point is that, guys, that like in this current age that we're in right now, networking is key. And if you don't network, I'm telling you right now, you're going to be stuck at a plateau with whatever you're doing. So all I'm saying, guys, networking is very important. And the number one way to network now is through Instagram. Because literally, you just send a DM. They see your page. You see that you're not a bum or a loser. They'll respond to you, and you guys can collab from there. And on the show, guys, some of the girls, some of the guests you've seen is always through Instagram. So, guys, real talk. If anything else other than the course, if you learn how to network, that's the best thing. Wait, what the? Who is that?
All right, niggas. What are you doing? All right, y'all think I'll get around? I need you guys to like the video right now and like the goddamn video. I was looking at the numbers yesterday, and about 50% of you guys are not subscribed to the channel. So I need you guys to subscribe and like the video right now, or else this is what happened to y'all niggas. You didn't sharpen the knife. You didn't sharpen it. You, what are you doing? You, real talk. Like the video right now. I'm the Stutter Ninja, perfect CEO. If you look at the video right now, I'm going to put this shit down. I'm going to put this nuts up. I'll be more pussy. You're supposed to threaten them and make them scared.
I just did.
Bro, you gotta like threaten them with violence.
Oh yeah. I said this up your ass.
Okay. I got a sword. All right.
Yeah.
Y'all niggas now get around.
Yeah.
If you guys don't like the video right now, I will cut you. I will kill you. All right. I will fight him.
Yeah.
I'll kill him.
Look, you're, what the?
Kill me! Well, not really, but I gotta scare them.
You ain't gonna show, nigga.
Oh, what? All right,
do it.
All right, that's the part where we scare them with the chopper box.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right, well, hold on. I got an untruck too. Hold on.
Okay.
I
didn't think I'm playing around. Don't do it. Don't do it. He's gonna hit himself.
No. I've been practicing.
Oh my god.
Okay. You got
30 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
shit. You retard. Oh my goodness! Come on, man! Alright, come on! Alright, you ready? Alright, come on! Watch the Rolex, nigga!
Oh! Yeah! 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 Yeah!
Okay,
yeah!
Okay,
come on!
Alright, come on! Don't hit me, nigga! I swear to God,
I'm not gonna hit you, bro. I did. I practiced yesterday.
My balls, thanks to Manscaped, are clean.
Stop it. Stop it. All right, I'm not gonna hurt you. I promise.
Come on.
All right, guys, like the video because these niggas will get hurt for entertainment. Yeah, 2.3K likes. Let's hit 2.5K likes.
Yo. Yo, real talk. Why don't y'all niggas just taking Myron's kicks in the balls? How about that?
Yo,
like the video, man.
Like the video, guys, because
God damn.
That one.
Oh, Lord. Man.
Trey's not going to be happy with me because he literally specifically warned me before the show.
Don't do it.
Don't put the mask on because you're going to lose your voice.
God damn it.
Shout out to Garvin, by the way. New member. Shout out to King Blue. New member, by the way. Thank you.
King Blue, shout out to you, man.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
The number one.
Reason.
Oh, Super Chats.
Oh, Mel, $24. I'm a female. I don't watch you guys all the time. Everything you're saying about women on Instagram is facts. Chris, how much y'all know about women? Yeah, we know a lot about women. Actually, too much.
We read a lot about you guys.
They can't finesse us at all. We know everything about them. So
we know everything about them.
Can't finesse a finesser.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Okay. We got Nightwolf, $44. This is some real talk. Myron, you are the Morpheus to us many men trying to seek the truth in the world. I appreciate everything you guys are doing. Salutes. Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much.
And then we got Augie, nice, $20. I followed my last girlfriend from Tinder to Instagram, and it always bothered her that we didn't meet in person to the point she would deny meeting me on Tinder and made a completely different story to her family. I never understood why now I do.
There you go. There you go, my friend. I'm telling you guys, women want that fairy tale of like, I dropped my books in the bookstore and then he picked them up and we met that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want that bullshit romance, you know?
Tony Oscaso, $20, saving up money and reading Rollo Tomasi's book, The Rational Meal, in my room, and I'm on my 6 to 7 month grind. It feels like I'm Goku training at 150 times gravity and a capsule to fight Ginyu Force.
There you go.
There you go.
This is the part where I shamelessly plug Rollo's book for him. Go ahead, guys. Go get it.
Go get it. Really good book.
Fantastic book.
And then I think that's it, right?
Okay.
Number one.
Number one, guys. We're going to hit the final round here because my voice is gone and Trey is not happy.
Final round.
The number one reason you guys need Instagram in 2021.
Yes.
Is because you need to, Fresh is a master at this, by the way, passively demonstrate higher
value.
Yes.
Dr. Evil. But yeah, guys.
Chris. Chris.
What's up?
Nigga. You have one job.
What, man?
You have one job. That's so corny as hell. You got
Oh, yeah. No, I have girls DM me for the show tonight.
Oh,
I'm
busy.
I'm busy.
Instagram, right, guys? Instagram, right?
Instagram, okay.
Instagram, right, guys?
Yeah. No, okay. What you're really doing is you're setting up your next mugging up north, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, dude, bro, I'm setting up the next thing. Yeah, okay. He's like, oh, yeah, dude, those rappers are going to the studio this time. Oh, yeah, I got the rest of the rap them niggas.
Shout out, Blocker.
30 off of Lucky Niggas, man. So,
guys, very important, right? Displaying higher value consistently is very powerful because let's say, for example, you were talking to this girl, right? And she curved you the first time. You're like, damn, it hurt. Maybe I wasn't on the level I need to be at. It's cool. But you keep living your lifestyle. You keep improving. You're doing better now. You might have a new car, a new job, a new house. You know, you might move to a new city. And the girl that curved you in the past is like, damn, Tommy's doing really good. Tommy has a new car. He's living life. I'm seeing him on dates. Why did I cover him in the past? Maybe I was stupid. And she'll say, you know what? Let me respond to one of his stories with a heart emoji or like a, you know, an emoticon. And, you know, at that point, remember, the girl curved you in the past. Tommy was like, damn, my heart is broken. She didn't want me. She dissed me off. Now you're living your lifestyle. You're living becoming who you want to become and who you are. She's saying, damn, Tommy's living his best life. I want to be a part of it. So she sends you like a, you know, heart eyes, whatever, on your story. Doesn't matter. The point is now you displayed enough high value where she says, you know what? Damn, I missed out. I want a piece of Tommy. But Tommy's RP aware. Tommy's smart. Tommy says, yo, this could curve me in the past. Mike Jones, back then they didn't want me. Now they're all on me. So Tommy's smart as fuck. Tommy's like me.
That was not the lyric, by the way.
Tommy's is not?
Back then they didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They don't want me.
Oh, you know what I'm trying to say. Fuck y'all niggas.
I know, Chris.
What I'm trying to say is,
Chris, I know.
Is that back then they didn't want Tommy. Now they want Tommy. Long story short is, Tommy says, you know what? I'm RP aware. I showed high value. Now she wants me. All right, cool. Tommy takes her out, says, hey, you know what? I want to see you. When I see you're free, she says, I'm free at 7 p.m. tonight. Let's meet up. Tommy picks her up. They go on a date. Drinks. Finesse's work. Everything's perfect. Back to the Chris smashes.
That was easy.
Takes her home. Guess what? Tommy won. I'm just saying this to say, guys, when you're just playing high value, the cards are now in your hand. You're not controlling the frame because you're not begging her to come back to you. You're not telling your girlfriend, hey, your ex or whatever, hey, you know, I want you back. It's like, yo, I'm going to live my lifestyle. I'm going to be who I want to be. You're going to see it. Here it is. And now, just having that dynamic, girls that may have never wanted you in the past may want you now. Or, for example, girls that you meet for the first time, they say, damn, he has a good lifestyle. I can look at his stories and his highlights. Damn, I want to be a part of it. Guys, very important. This man high value consistently through Instagram is powerful because, one, you might be able to get an ex back or a girl that you always wanted. Or two, girls that you meet for the first time, they're like, damn, I can see right now he's maybe on a yacht, he's eating dinner at a nice spot, he's playing a sport, he's in a gym. To me, that's hot. And that alone, with a good Instagram page, could be either the disqualifier or the deciding factor that gets you laid or on that date. There you go.
Gentlemen, there's a war going on outside no one's safe from. It don't matter if you're 3 feet or 8'1". Cameron said that back on his album, Come Homie, right?
Gay.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know because you're not even American. But dude was out there drinking fucking coconut water on the beach.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's that going on?
You know what I'm saying?
We get on there, boy.
But the point is, guys, is that the war right now is the silent war between men and women, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, outside of intersexual dynamics, what does everyone focus on? Making money, right? Millionaires. The average millionaire has 6 to 7 different streams of income. Guess what, guys? Those streams of income are hey, Chris, can you take it?
Yeah, sure.
We'll call it by all up. Guys, we're going to set up for the late night show. We're doing this live, baby.
We're doing it live.
So
there's a war going on.
Yeah, there's a war going on,
men
right?
And women.
So the average millionaire has 6 to 7 streams of income. Guys, a couple of those streams of income are passive, okay? Now, for you to set up a passive stream of income, me and Fresh have done it, you buy real estate properties, right?
Yep.
They, you know, after you pay your expenses, you know, you pay the mortgage, whatever,
insurance.
You get something called cash flow, right? Pay the insurance, whatever it is. Get the cash flow. Now you have passive income. If you buy multiple properties, you start to get consistent cash flow, work up from $1,000 to $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Then eventually you're making 100 grand a year passively. Guys, just like you create a passive income stream, you need to create a passive demonstration of high value stream. See where I'm going here? Same thing with Instagram. You meet the girl originally. You know what? I'm impartial. It is what it is, right? A lot of girls are on the fence, right? She sees your Instagram, building up that value, right?
Yep.
Building up that value. Next thing you know, she sees your stories. She sees your pictures, whatever it is. You're slowly building value passively. That's the most important thing. You're outsourcing other girls. You're living your life. You're doing what you're normally going to do anyway. But now she has a lens to see it, and you're passively demonstrating higher value. And guys, make no mistake about it. There's girls that will curve you right now, and a year from now, she'll see your story. She'll see that come up, and she'll DM you, what's going on, punk? Or what are you doing?
What's up, big head?
What's up, big head? And that's when you say, nothing. My big head's up. Come over here, bitch. You just give her that quick scorpion, like,
get over here.
And then bam, because you've been working on yourself. You're confident now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come through. Bang. She shows up. Time to close the deal, bro, because you've already done the work.
Yep.
You did the talking out there, so when she shows up, there's no more fucking talking, bitch. You saw what I've been doing. It's time to see the big head that you've been missing out on. Big head is here, and he's ready for you.
Time to duel.
Okay?
Get over here.
And then bang. That's it, guys. Passive. Just like we create streams of income passively, whether it's real estate, investing in a portfolio and getting dividends, you have to do the same thing with your Instagram. You create the Instagram to passively demonstrate higher value so you can leverage your time and focus on you and not these fucking hoes.
Bam. Guys, this was a loaded episode here. A lot of gems, a lot of value. The course is out right now. It ends
on demandsystem.com.
Ends tonight at 12, right?
Yeah, midnight. We're going to close it, guys.
Guys.
If you're on the list, you get $100 off.
Yep.
Demandsystem.com, guys. Get in there. We teach you how to use Instagram, how to take pictures, how to get a photographer, how to funnel girls from Instagram, from
guys,
Tinder to Bumble.
If this did not work, we would not be talking about it right now. It works. We got students in here from way back when we first dropped the course. Like we got, I can't say names, but they got results. We took a guy that was not getting any play. Now he has 40 dates. It's lined up already. It's like,
facts.
Literally, it is scalability and functionality at the same time. You can't beat that, bro, because your time is very important. And you going out, cold approaching, yes, you could do that. You could do that all day.
Nothing wrong with it.
But
if you have a good Instagram to augment it,
it's a wrap, man. So very important.
Use every tool in your tool belt, man. Why are you going to limit yourself?
Yep.
You guys already see how delusional these girls are.
Yep.
You need every single weapon in your repertoire to get the girls, man.
Why walk when you can drive?
Exactly, bro. Okay, guys? Don't be
stupid.
Use the tools that you have. All strike. In 40 years, your fondest memories of the show will be the Ninja Watcher segments. Thank you so much. I enjoy them a lot. I know you guys hate them and call them cringes, but whatever. It's fun for me. All right, cool. Other than that, guys, we're going to go live here probably like in an hour.
Yep.
Right, Chris?
Yep.
All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed that. DMsOnDemandSystem.com. It closes tonight at midnight. Get the goddamn course. 40-plus hours of content, 23 modules, Zoom calls
and
in there.
Three extra Zoom calls.
Three extra Zoom calls. We're going to have Zoom calls also. We're probably in about 2 weeks because you guys are going to need a lot of time to go through the content.
Yeah, a lot.
And, yeah, other than that, we're going to catch you guys here in a little bit. I need to get a medicine ball for my throat. Pause. Pause. Because I already know you guys are thinking like, oh, man. Guys, thank you so much for your support, man. We have a lot of fun doing these shows, man. And, yeah, I'm going to get my hairline ready for later tonight. Catch you guys in about an hour. Peace.
Peace.
Niggas gonna love they love the cringe though.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It's like, you know, funny shit. And then when you went on your rack, the chat went crazy, man. Like, oh,
really?
Yeah. When you probably come in, sorry. You could have got a good piece. I didn't eat nothing. Yo, you guys wanted you
already?
Oh, you ordered food?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, do you guys want to hit Sprouts? But you got time to hit Sprouts. I'll be here.
All right. Like 20 minutes to eat, and his brother will come here and have a deal with that shit. All
right. You want a fold-out chair?
Huh?
You want a fold chair?
Yeah.
Here.
You got one of the small ones?
Here. You want me to tell Trey to get some? Are you hungry, Walt, or no?
I want you to know. No, I'm hungry right now.
You're not? Okay. What did you get sushi after that for you? What did you get, a faggot pizza?
Faggot pizza. Like that.
With arugula and some faggot.
We made some sandwiches now.
We did?
And we hit over 100K.
Yeah. We broke 100 earlier today. Of course, that is all like, it is natural, like, finesse, bro.
Yeah, it can be ghetto. Yeah, it can be, but yeah, no, I mean, either way, like whatever works, bro. Like I'm not too like, oh, we need to go here. It's like, hey, if it works. Yeah. Also, you got people there too. You got people everywhere. That's funny. Yeah, but yo, that's exciting though, bro. Holy shit.
Crazy, bro.
Damn. I see what you said about the white and the rose.
Yeah.
It hit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I only want one though. Right. We can go to like Castle 2, I guess.
Is it open?
Yeah. Yo, Myron. Yeah. Oh no, everyone left. So we can go to Castle 2, that's fine. Yeah, I took Kevin Samuels there.
You, Myron.
Oh. Straight back? Not yet? Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, I'll make the deposit tomorrow.
Cool. So, we go. It's a good thing that I found a place, you know?
Yeah.
Is that going to work?
Yeah, that's the biggest obstacle.
Because everyone's been fine for that shit. The only reason I got it because I was the first one.
Yeah. When the 24 hours hits, I'll just send another 35. One shot. Like, instead of sending 100 or whatever. And I'll just work out on that after. Where's Fresh? Did he go?
Huh?
Where's Fresh?
He's down there with my phone.
Do you have because I think my deodorant.
Yeah, we have a deodorant there?
Yeah, on my nightstand, I think I have some. You will like that show.
What show?
The one we just did, they enjoyed it. It was good.
Yeah. Normally, I'll read the chat, and then, that's a good thing to get some mods in there, doing the work, man. But at least the people coming in talking shit, man.
There's always indie haters.
But, yeah, definitely people might like the segment. That's why, you know. Like, anything the chat doesn't like, I'll let you know for sure. You know? But other than that,
I noticed the ninja stuff, they're liking it more.
Yeah, because...
At first, niggas used to hate it.
Why? No, why? Because you two weren't that... I mean, the new camera angles, you'd be cutting it too.
Cutting is very good. I noticed that.
Yeah.
When I kicked them, you cut it perfectly.
Yeah. So timing is everything. And it's like, it's funny. Like, when first we're talking to the fucking pole,
yeah.
You zoom in, or you see this shit.
Yeah, we might need to take camera four and zoom it out a bit more.
Oh, two things. Yeah, I keep forgetting. First is talking. I've noticed recently you've been behind my your face is behind my.
Oh, it's because I'm looking at the sound effects.
Yeah, so like you know just like well recently I've noticed that normally you're engaged with Fresh Pocket.
I'm always engaged. I'm just like looking at a sound effect. Like I'm listening even closer because I'm trying to find funny sound effects for him.
Yeah, because like you know like cutting the camera going Fresh for like too long it's boring. So sometimes I want to boom one, which is fine, but I'm going to cut back and forth, especially when like that. That's fine. Camera 8 isn't on. I don't know what's going on with 8. I try to put it on for to show me and Trey.
Okay.
And it's not. It turns on, but it cuts off. So
okay.
I think it's not plugged in. All
right.
So
I'll,
girls and they're being booted out. We definitely won't have that camera. Yeah, I mean, other than that, the show's down better. The segment. Yeah, definitely better. And I think Roberto, I told him that you'll look over the video and any final changes, you know.
Okay.
Because I believe he missed the ninja segment.
Yeah, he did. I sent some links, though.
Yeah. He texted me links of it, so me and him talking right now, but yeah.
Yeah, I told him I don't want any...
Old B-roll.
Old B-roll, bro. That shit, like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need it.
Can we fix this question up a little bit?
Yeah,
like the chairs are, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna put all the chairs up right now. Well, I'm gonna put them like out here. How many girls do we got again?
I think if we have
we got what 8?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
And the fucking that girl last night.
You did?
The one who's 18, lashes.
Oh, you smashed her? That's hilarious.
But she has a nice body. But she looks way better without lashes. She took them off. I'm like, you should just keep them off.
It'll work, man.
But, yeah.
I like feminine men, Cap.
But she's fucking in love, man. She's just...
In love with what? With you?
She falls in love hard, but quickly. She's like, oh, my boyfriend, he asked me out the first day. We dated in the smash first day. Like, you smashed first day with your boyfriend? I'm like, you know, I'm going to definitely smash tonight,
yeah.
Man.
Dumb hoe.
Yeah. So I smashed her in the night, and one in the morning. She was into it.
Nice. Good work, man. Good work.
Yeah.
Keep locking her in for shows.
Yeah,
she might feel some type of way, though.
I mean, but. Like, I thought what it was. I'm like, hey, listen, we need to come get them a buck. You know?
Hopefully she don't get emotional and shit.
Hopefully not. If not, they're not supposed to come, girl.
Wait, you said we have how many? Eight?
Yeah, eight,
bro. Damn, so ten mics.
And then do you want to show on Sunday? Or you want to take a break?
I kind of want to do one, bro. As much as I don't want to do it, I know that we should do it because we're the fucking best and we need to continue to let everybody know that they're trash and they don't work hard as hard as us.
All right, then.
Is she coming tonight, by the way?
Man, that she's weird as fuck, man.
Weird?
Yeah, like she would completely avoid. Hey, you coming tonight? She would not say it, but
the fuck? Isn't she getting us the girls?
Yeah, she is.
Tell her to come because we need to talk numbers, bitch. Like, we're not trying to hit on you. What the fuck?
No, but she knows that. But it's like she's just she's doing her own thing because like normally the gigs that these girls are getting is from her. People DM her and say, "Hey, listen, can you come?" And then she just sends the girls instead. But I thought.
All right, fuck it. I mean, I don't care. We're the ones trying to fucking hook her up, but.
Well, you know how girls is in business, man. Girls don't have any.
They're dumb. They're fucking like, bro, they're low talk, bro, low IQ shit. Yo, is it me or is it warm as hell in here?
Yeah, that's warm. All
right. Yeah, turn that AC on.
But yeah, it's like, I told her like three times where they come at a different time. I think she's like, she's good there one time, but other times she just avoids the question. Probably didn't catch it, but it's a group chat though, so.
Okay.
And then she agreed with $20 per girl, and
nice.
So she got.
And we'll give her a promo.
Yeah, I mean it's what.
Which is going to be crazy promo.
But and the thing is, her girls are tagging her on the post too, so it's like that's more good shit for her because the girls are all over the place and active.
Has she seen how much we've grown since she was last year?
I mean, I've never asked.
We're about to surpass her ex, bro.
Ex is what?
Her ex is something like
that. Yeah.
His son is lazy on YouTube, bro.
Yeah, my son's living in life right now. He ain't worried about it. He's watching those girls. And Shakira was with us, too. But the same day I was on the boat.
Well, she was?
Yeah, Shakira was riding with us.
Okay.
So it's about like, finding a small place, man. It's like, you fuck Shakira, then, you know, Stunt there. It's like, so I'm trying to find.
Well, she gets him all those girls, I think. Just like she does plus.
Yeah, probably. And that nigga Roy, that nigga with, this nigga is so fucking bad at networking. He sent me a DM today. He's like,
did he ever apologize?
Yeah, he did apologize, right? But instead of meeting up with me and just being neutral with it, he's like, yo, share my story and tag me in it. I'm like,
what?
I'm like, I left my friend. He's like, send me these flyers because long story short, it's a boat party. This weekend, this Sunday. And
okay.
Girls are free and God, that's what the fuck. But I'm like, bro, it's like, first of all, you should be like, yo, Chris, you gonna come, like, anybody else to the boat, so I ain't paying for
free?
Yeah,
you ain't paying.
Yeah, I ain't paying for that shit. Like, look, if you like Chris come on a boat party for free, like, the girl in the middle, Maria, she invited me out to her boat party for free. And it's her party, she's paying for the boat and everything. She's like, Chris, come out. Because there's many girls out there going to be...
Which one is Maria?
The girl who worked at 11. The girl who I left with last night.
Oh, okay.
So she invited me out to a boat party for free, and she's like, come hang out with her. And, you know, so...
That's good.
Yeah, man, she fucks me, like, heavy. Like, she's like, oh, one
might
day...
not want to burn that bridge, my friend, with sex.
You know what I mean? No, well, I...
Because once you smash, you know things are going to change.
I did kiss her, though.
That's fine. Don't
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. What sex? No. Well, I have to
let her see you with other girls. Is she going
want this? What is mom doing? Same thing with Isa. Like she does sex me just now today.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, she's going through her shit or whatever. It doesn't matter. But I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna show other girls. I'm gonna do other girls. So Maria, she works.
Isa's
with,
all retarded, huh?
I mean, she's doing her shit. Her family is fucking crazy.
Are they?
Well, yeah, like
her family got money though, right?
No. Her mom is broke. Her sister lives with her.
Her father is like whatever.
That was her dad, like.
Well, her dad is abusive.
But he has money, right?
Not helping out the family, for the most part. He's like, fuck it. No, he's like, he's very militant.
They probably don't listen to him.
Well, he.
Because I'll tell you something about Arab dudes, bro. He surprised us some fuck shit. He was like, yo, listen, you're going to be a hoe? I'm not supporting you.
Well, he doesn't know that. She dances. And,
no, I guarantee you he knows.
Well, I don't know, but...
she don't think he knows, but he knows.
Probably. But, long story short...
In Arab families, bro, if you don't support your daughter?
No, man.
It's a big problem.
I don't know what it is, but end of the day, it's like, she got bad habits. She drinks a lot. She smokes a lot. And it's like, you can do what you gotta do, but like, you know, and like I said on the show, like girls are very much like all about emotions and yourself first. So sometimes you gotta show them, okay, you know what, you wanna go by emotions? Let me show you how it is. All right, I'm going off to this.
You getting all of them?
Yeah, but it's not 36, so I want to keep those.
Can you move me some chairs to hear them? Yeah.
I don't want people waiting. Of course, it's early, you know.
Got you. I'll start playing some music. I already worked out earlier, so.
Yeah, it's a good thing. You said keep doing that for no one. So then, the show can be earlier. Get the girls. There's no one keeping them waiting.
Well, they can wait, but.
No, I don't want them to make sound talking shit.
Yeah.
I bought it with me, I need a month. Bow, bow. I bought it with me, I need a month. You with me? I got a fuck with me. Stay in, get it, what the fuck you doing with me? You need this? I need the money, I'm
Yo, what up, guys? Yeah, we got some. Yeah, forms are right there. What's up, guys? Myron, nice to meet you guys. What's up? We just sent out the studio. But yeah, he's gonna give you guys some waivers. Sign them. Sign your waves rights away.
Yeah,
you're gonna be on the show.
Hey.
And then other than that, we'll get going probably around 10. My audio engineer is out right now, my co-host, but we're just setting up. So yeah, take a seat and enjoy yourselves. We got some drinks in the fridge, and we got some liquor on the bottom. Just don't get too fucked up. Contrary to popular belief.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
Yeah, we've got some crazy ass chicks in here, so I'm sure you guys probably seen out. Maybe seen out. I don't know.
Right here. Then let me find the other joint. I think I got some. Well, there might be some pens right. No, I put more on my
screen. I didn't know the way.
Okay. And then I'll get the base system.
shaving,
yeah.
I personally wouldn't do next week.
Yeah.
But other than that, anyone have a question?
I bought the lotion, and it's pretty good.
Is this your drink?
Yeah.
know. No, I deal with the girls. Huh? Yo, where's you and Trey go? All right, cool. Show's at 10:40.
10:40?
Okay. Yeah, I know the time.
You turned on? Got the time.
Faggots.
You're all affected now. So, too late, gotcha, bitch.
No, I don't know what it is. I believe I actually smoke.
Yeah, what?
I don't know what it is. It's like, I think where you wet your hair, you don't dry it, you know?
What happened?
I got a haircut, washed my hair a little bit, and I was on the phone, I forgot to dry my hair.
Come on, how you forget?
So I was on the phone doing business. When business talks, because I'm moving. So
you gotta answer.
Yeah,
you
gotta answer.
You better answer.
You can't be, I'll talk to my...
I'm
Are you walking to the tower right now?
Yeah, I'm like 2 minutes away.
Why did you park in the garage? The valet was there.
Yeah, but my friend.
And I don't know if Chris, you guys were no smoking in here.
Yeah,
I'm very anti-drug, so.
Yeah.
You guys,
all
right,
no problem.
All right, cool.
All
right,
okay,
you do anyway, it's cool. Just do it somewhere else. Yeah, like, yeah, it's not my...
Well, fuck your
drug. Yeah, not a fan, you know? Yeah, cause I have like girls that like brought cocaine in and shit. I'm like, nah,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta.
Wait, that was what?
They try to smoke weed. They try to bring weird shit. I'm like, nah, man, you can't do that here. So not assuming, just telling you guys.
Sorry,
rules,
let me go
pull
this down.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks for tonight. For your reaction.
That's a good topic. That's a good question. Let me ask. Don't like left. Let me ask right now.
Oh, look,
because
I can't get
to
look at
the
even.
Right?
Not either.
Okay.
That's a name.
No, just tell them to call us.
And we're kind of excited or whatever.
Yeah, 59B.
Yeah,
yeah, tell them to call up, and then they'll call Martin, and then he'll answer the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're telling you to for me to come downstairs. Okay, who's your friend? Is she coming on the show or what?
I wonder what we're going to talk about.
Did she DM me?
I'm so excited.
Okay, gotta get something off my chest. No. Okay, Ken, can you put on the phone?
Yeah.
That must be new.
He's on the phone, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
We so nosy.
Like, who are you talking to?
Hey, how's it going? Why do I have to come up downstairs to get the girls? Normally, they call up and sign in, right?
What's up? Hey, what's up, Tommy? What's up, KG?
Yeah, sorry. It's 59B.
Season, no way.
It's
okay
to know.
How the fuck are you getting that part?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You know what?
All right, thank you.
I should take on my first two, right? I mean, it's a process.
No, it's like,
okay.
Hey, those girls didn't know what you
it's cute. Yeah, girl, it's a
solid
deal.
Yeah, so it's like,
it's
like,
Right. Hold up. I'm so glad it didn't start.
I got some water, girl.
I
All right, ladies, stand up. I'm
just
going to get you guys for the visual. Okay.
Yeah, my left side, my good side.
Right, mine's cool. Yeah. Well, listen, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so
okay.
I have about a few cameras.
Okay.
So your sides going to be all
covered.
But you want a hat, though,
and
you're covering your face.
Yeah,
I'm
wearing
my hat.
You'll be walking the good sides
anyway, right?
I guess.
All right,
Pause it, Chris.
Yeah, I got it. Can you?
Well, hold on. Yeah, can you
hold it. Yeah, hold it. No, not the Javi Garcia now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. First, what are you wearing? Okay. You can sit and see. You can sit in the middle. You can sit right there. You can sit. You can sit right. Let's see. What are you wearing? Can you come up in the light?
Sorry.
Then I have to see. I have to see colors.
Oh.
It's a light, so I have to see colors. Let's see. So you're in the middle. You can sit right there. If you want black, gray, it's fine. You can sit right there. To the right. Yeah, that's right. That's fine. So you can see. You can sit right next to Myron. You can sit right there. Yeah, blue eyes. That's fine.
Oh,
you can sit.
Oh no, right up front.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh no, you can sit in the middle. You can sit in the middle. You can sit right next to her, right here. You're wearing brown, and then you can sit right next to Fresh.
They can see us right now?
No, not yet. Yeah, in the middle. So, pull the chair or lower side.
So you sit here?
Yeah, you sit in the middle.
And then me right here?
Yeah, right there.
All
right. Let me see visually. Okay.
You
know what?
How about you both? Switch? Okay.
Three, two. All right, cool. And then can you hold it in for like 5 minutes, the bathroom, or you got to pee right now?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
I was holding it before.
Yeah.
Sounds
familiar.
Yeah. Then
you got a Hennessy shot, but it didn't work.
No, you ain't
mine.
Hello, how have you guys been waiting here for?
I had like 9:20.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a late one. And your old friends with Jen and Nipper? No, none of you guys know Jennifer? Oh, yeah.
Well, I just got added.
Oh, you just got added? Yeah. She's a good person.
You're
going
to add me.
Yeah, I don't know
why.
Yeah, I didn't know
you. Oh, my God. They can't see us.
Not yet. No, they just get a hype in the comments.
Mm-hmm.
In the chat.
My homegirl Melissa said the comments here are racist.
Yeah,
racist.
I hope I'm not going to be reading them while I'm talking. Because,
you know,
you're going to be like, what did LKG say?
Yeah.
Like,
John God, what'd you say?
Right. I'm
just like that.
If it's too spicy, I might have to. Hold up.
All right, ladies, my name is Chris. I am the producer of the podcast.
Okay.
For Aaron. What's up? Eye contact, please, ladies. So, I think you're the only one that came here. So, perfect. All you knew, right, the podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, when we begin the show, what you see here is what everybody will see live, okay? So, when Myron or Fresh are talking, or any one of you ladies are talking, eye contact. Do not stare off, not stare at screen. I know you're like, oh, good makeup. It's my good side and lighting. But try not to do it because I get very annoyed with it. And then Trey, our audio engineer, he's gonna tell you to look. I'm gonna tell him to tell you to look at each other. Okay. If when you talk into the mic, penis. Once again, do not touch it. All right. Speak
directly into the mic. So if I'm talking to you, I'm looking at you and speaking to the mic. Don't do this. Don't slouch. Don't hide your face behind the mic. Trey's going to adjust the height for you, you girls, and also the chairs, to make sure you're speaking directly into the mic so the audience can hear you. So there's a podcast, and at the end of the day, you want everyone to hear you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you get triggered, deep breath.
Breathe in and out.
Breathe in, and then let the guys finish their point. And then you will get your turn to talk. Don't raise your hand like you in third grade.
Yeah.
Like, we can see you. We can see you. Like, I had one girl was doing this. I'm like, I put her in timeout for 10 minutes. I'm like, no, for 10 minutes we ain't talking.
Timeout.
Yeah, it had to happen. It shows wanting to talk. But, you know, you'll get your turn and then let them finish. If not, then you probably hear my voice over there. You know, sometimes I chime in with a statement or something. And then I would say, hey, listen, stop cutting mine off. And the chat knows when I say stop cutting mine off, it's a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do it. Let's see, bathroom breaks.
We have to hold it in. Don't look at me.
I personally don't like it when you get up during a show and go to the bathroom. It's bad podcast. You know, we number one dating podcast in the world. Soon to be number one in the world in general. Right, Myron?
Yeah, we're growing faster than everybody else. We get more views than Impulsive, than, you know, a lot of these top podcasts. Like, these dudes, they're not even coming close, so.
Yeah, so.
I think this shit's serious, man.
Yeah, so when you get up all of a sudden and then you're like, oh, it's an empty seat at the cut camera angles. And all of a sudden, they're like, yo, what's that girl with the gold in the mouth? She's not there. She got Frank Castle on screen.
It's like,
so the people would notice that. And with me, I don't really like it. So if you really have to go, you can go. You know, each chair is $800 each. Don't piss in it. But other than that, you can definitely go. Like, you can raise your hand, and I'll cut the camera angles, and then you can go right away and come back. What else? Cell phones. Silence. Alarms off. Make sure it's your dad's not calling you, because one girl had her dad calling, and it was like, why is her dad calling doing the show? It's weird. But just make sure I'm silent. I have a box. Put it in the box. The box will be right next to me after the show, one hand at a time. Your phone only, not your homegirl's phone, not your friend you just met just now. Your phone. Okay? Because if your phone gets missing, I don't want to search for it for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
In the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It happened last time, so in fact, we was here for like, what, 45 minutes looking for a phone?
Yeah,
it was in the garbage.
Party, bro.
Yeah. So make sure that happens. If you want my white cloth and whatnot, we'll give it to you. But these niggas don't pay us, so put it in a red cup, and then we got to go from there. Any questions? Okay. Yes.
You said we have to look at each other.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Okay.
Like, no,
I wasn't
no
sure
conversation.
If you wanted to look at each other.
No, it's kind of weird, right? Like if you're talking like this.
Okay.
So just ignore the cameras completely. Unless when we're reading super chats, then you can read along with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking at Myron reading super chat, that would be kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? So you can read along with us, and you go from there. And the chat will say a few things. Don't take it personally. I've noticed you don't really care. So just do that.
They're on the way back now, so they'll be there in a second.
Yeah, just put in a cup, and you're good to go. Any more questions?
And
Yeah. Which
one?
We're gonna take one mic away because Mel didn't come. So you know, you can put it on the table. Myron will help you out with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you wanna walk around, do last minute stories. In about, we begin in 10 minutes. So in about 5 minutes, I'm gonna take away the cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
yeah.
about cursing?
Yeah, you can curse, but don't get away from a few words like when I was 14, I got great. You know, so.
You got what?
Oh, you know, like not me, but you know, I had sexual assault, but that, you know, like the rape word, you know, don't say that, because the more you curse, it's like YouTube sends tons of flags, certain things, and then if we have to make it private, then you girls won't get clout.
Yeah.
It's like, well, where are you guys? Because I think it was one video we had, and we got to take down. It's like a waste of an interview, to be honest.
It is.
Because if no one can see it, then what's the point? Yeah. So yeah, try to keep it, you know, unless your vocabulary is like swearing, you just, you know. Like, fuck this nigga, so you guys good? All right, cool. So
yeah.
The same exact seats. You can walk around, more stories, and we go from there, okay?
Okay.
Actually, let me do a quick story. Let me tag you girls on Instagram.
Yeah.
So with excitement, like how you were talking when I was in here, and then on the balcony, you're talking shit about it.
Like, damn, what kind of this?
Ready? One, two, three.
Pre-show the ladies. Let's get it. We got the golds. Let's show them. There we go. We in Miami.
We in Miami.
Are you guys excited?
Yes.
Let's get roasted soon.
You don't
tell
me that.
Nah, yeah.
You can
don't.
Finish.
Oh,
you can
finish.
I
should.
I'm
already a bee.
Girl,
somebody's
not going
to see it.
I'll tell you. Alright, y'all. I'm going to tap back in. Take care.
Oh, you was on live?
Yeah.
I'm going live right now.
Okay, let me show you. I was on, like, a Twitch, like, big Twitch page, and they didn't mean to, like, a big-ass titty. They made a video about it.
I feel like I'm going to love her, you, the whole time on the podcast. Because you just don't care.
You can't care.
Am I missing? I have you on here, right, Shay?
Yeah, you got me, right?
And have you on here?
You don't got me and Paloma.
I have seven, so I'm missing. I have four right there. I think I missed one.
You know what you're feeling?
Yeah. No, I have yours. Oh. Yeah, I think.
And then I'm going to ask you. Paloma, I'm doing yours right now.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this is about like 387
I have yours, right? Like,
you want to have yours,
make sure if you guys are with Jennifer, make sure you're tagging her page in your stories, okay? Jen Demon, and then tag her to her page, okay?
Okay.
So if you can do a story. Here's the chat. Alright, stay still on the camera.
Ooh, awesome.
Oh, close. Oh, it's close.
Oh,
it's close.
Okay.
Your blue eyes popped,
though. Damn,
yeah,
real popping.
Yeah,
damn.
Okay.
All
right, so it's 3-2.
Right.
3-3-3-3.
Not ready.
Because you're a partner.
Never know.
I said, stay still. I'm doing camera angle. Because I teach kids, so like I'm used to that.
Oh, you.
If those are my questions, you're next.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
it's good.
Yo.
Thank you. I got 6
spoons. What's
Danny? Danny, right? Look like your teeth.
Yes, like she
said.
Really?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Like,
I was looking at the screen light.
My girl. My parents from everywhere. Too much to name, like.
Well, I'm black, German, and French.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. That's a little for it.
Little
for it.
Ooh, look at you, guys.
What happened?
That's already.
I know.
Hey,
Mark,
do
you have a seat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, ladies, can't get off
with
the headset?
Yeah, we're going to do a sound check right now.
I'm so into you.
I hear you singing, girl.
Here, well, take my chair.
Stop it.
Hello, can you hear me? Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
All right, ladies, number one, is this mic too loud in your headphones? Please let me know if this mic is too loud in your headphones. Okay, let me know if any of these sound effects are too loud. Okay. Do you as well?
Nope.
Nope.
Low.
They're low for you. Low. I can turn them up. You want them up? What do you think? Oh. If it's too loud, I can turn it down. Okay, I can turn it your mic down. That's fine.
Hello.
So you said too loud? It's good? So it just depends on which one.
Nope.
It just depends on which one. You think it's going to be good?
No voices, bro.
Yours
yeah. Yours is low?
So your voice is low or the sound effects?
No, this is low, but I don't want to be talking too loud.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I can turn you up. That's fine. Okay.
Can you turn mine up a little bit?
Yours up and yours down, or are you fine?
Mine's like, I think it's a little low.
A little low? Okay.
Oh, you were downstairs earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you could say something.
I didn't know. I don't talk to strangers. I'm like, maybe. Maybe I should just wait.
Worries, my nigga. Stop around my ass. Wait.
Hey,
man. All right,
fuck. Hook
me up, man. Oh, okay. All right, I came with a matching chain.
Ooh.
Ooh-wee. I'm the one that's going to my mic.
He said if we get this, we gotta put it in the red cup, right?
Yeah, it's gotta go in the red cup.
That is
your mic. Well, that is yours.
Are you done with the pitches? Can I go?
Yeah, your mic is that one.
That one.
So yeah.
I met you before.
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yeah, you were in come on.
Brooklyn.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right.
Yeah, she was in the mall. Yeah. She was like, "Oh, I love your show." I was like. She loves her show. Oh.
She better come the fuck on it.
Oh, wait.
You want to do angles, Chris?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do the angles right now while we can.
Yeah, now it's loud.
I think if you want to move over fresh with the girls, you can.
Oh.
With the other
my favorite, just come over a little bit more.
Yeah,
like to this
Aaron?
Yeah.
Your name Aaron or Chris?
It's long story. Both.
Okay. Can I go get the red cup?
He just a
now?
Karen.
Yeah, you can. Okay. Girls,
take
one for the red cup.
Go ahead.
I'll get
you. Yeah, actually,
hold on, pause. I'll get it for you.
Okay.
So, y'all taking off? So, if you need a cup, you can grab one. I'll clean.
I don't have time to use the bathroom, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay. You better.
You better get that out.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on. Yo, Chris, are we just going to do the angles real fast? Let's do the angles right now, bro, because this is, we're fucking behind.
Like, yeah.
Let's do the angles right now. Okay. All right,
well,
take a seat, guys.
Okay. Try one more time.
Put on your headphones.
Well,
yeah, also keep in mind that you're not talking to me for here. Can you guys all hear the sound of my voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it loud or is it high?
It's good.
Good now?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Remember, what you guys hear from me talking and your own voice are two different things.
Mm.
what goes into the show, don't worry about that. Okay. Like, as long as you can hear and it's good for you, we can calibrate everyone's sound levels individually.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all that matters. As long as it's not burning your ears, that's all that matters.
Did you finish everything?
Can you hit it one more time?
So you need yours down, right? If it needs to go down, just tell us. Because I'd rather you tell me now than you tell me when we're on air. Okay. Does everyone have a microphone? Yeah. So bring that mic closer to you. Oh, you are? Okay.
Are they gonna fix our chairs? Because I'm like a little.
Yeah. We're gonna fix your chairs.
You may want to slide like over.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting up straight. Yeah. Yep. There you go. Yep. And then just cool. And I can raise my chair lower if needed. But they're on a good level.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Testing
yeah. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Hello.
Come on, girls.
Can you stand up?
Thank you.
That's good.
Was that water or was that White Claw?
Water.
Okay.
Is this still good?
Yes, yeah, so you don't have to break your neck to talk.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I guess you can just put it in here. The paper towel? Yeah.
Like
cool.
Coming
onto the table,
this
cord.
Yeah.
All right,
so
we'll it's a little loud.
Let's go over there and then we'll hear.
Bro.
All right, final camera check. I think we're good on cameras. Let me check, double check, make sure. That's one.
He's going to take a zero now.
Three, four. Five, six.
I think Chris already did a
you got
one.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have it. Just let me just make sure because you have to go to the bathroom. I'm going to go to the bathroom. There's two. Fresh. Vigilance.
Yeah, two. And then hit six. Okay.
Six a little right, bit bright.
Yeah, so I'll just, yeah.
All right, but I think we're going
yeah,
to run.
Yeah, yeah, six is a little bright, but,
all right. If you
well, can you lower your chair a tad?
Are you going lower it?
Just a tad, yeah. There you go. And then hit six one more time, Chris.
Is it better?
Yeah.
All right, ladies, let's go to the bathroom. Oh, bathroom is available.
I'm
going
to say 1, 2, 3, and then just say fresh and fit. Cool?
Okay. All
right. All right, so, here, get out of the way. 1, 2, 3, wait, hold on. With energy, though, right?
All right.
One, two, three.
Fresh
and fit! That's too low, man.
What?
More energy.
What?
More energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Let's go.
Hold on.
1, 2, 3.
Fresh and fit! Was that better? I think so.
Yeah, that was better. Oh. A little bit better.
Just
a little bit.
What you want to do, twerk?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You said we can?
Yeah,
redo.
Hold on, run it back.
Ladies, if you have to go to the bathroom, I highly recommend you do it right now.
Yes. I'm not ready. I'm not ready.
I have a
They're probably like, bro, this is my bitch, bro. I want this bitch to leave.
Wait, no.
She just got here. She already spilling shit. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm dead. But I'm always that bitch, like, dropping, popping, locking shit everywhere. Yeah, I swear.
It's in the store.
He said it's at the house, and his house is here. So is
there you go. There you go.
Send me that video so I can post it.
Hold on. I'm going to tag everybody.
All right. Yeah.
Stop
eavesdropping,
Walter.
My bad.
Clock in.
You
clocked
in
right now. Right?
My
word.
Oh, my God. I
keep
yawning.
Yes.
Get out your feeling.
Get out your
feeling.
All right. I'll put it in the group chat.